Hey, everybody, I'm the slap heard round the world.
La La Land, what happened there?
And it's me, Timothy Chalamet, back again, and I'm here to tell you just how much I hate everything that you do, the listener.
Jimmy.
I don't like you, and I'm trying to tank my own career.
And I was kissed, surprisingly, on stage in front of millions of viewers without consent.
Weren't we all?
I got a bad feeling about this.
Let's tidy up this tangle of film by putting it on a reel. Here is a motion picture film. 1,000 feet. 16,000 separate photographs.
Welcome, everybody.
Didn't somebody do that to Cameron Diaz at a show too, and then Jim Carrey did it back to him? Does this ring a bell with anyone?
Yeah, oh,
it
was
Cameron Diaz, and I can't remember. I'm gonna say Andy Dick because it's something he would do.
It wasn't Andy Dick, but it seems like an Andy.
But
Dick
they were presenting Best Kiss, and he was forcibly trying to kiss Cameron Diaz, and then Jim Carrey won, and then started trying to forcibly kiss that guy.
Beautiful. Yeah.
And he was so angry about it. It was awesome.
Incredible stuff.
It was really
why
good.
Do I feel like it was Mark McGrath for some reason?
Because it would be.
No, that doesn't seem like Mark McGrath was cool.
It's someone when you see it, you're like, oh yeah, they would, yeah. It's not a shocker who it is.
I'm just thinking of 90s celebrities.
Mark McGrath.
First thing to
your
mind,
he was too cool for that.
Mark McGrath.
He was too cool
Sugar Ray is a problem.
Yeah, Sugar Ray was too cool.
No, who's the dude who was a problem? He was in the Shrek soundtrack. What was it?
You mean the guy from Smash Mouth?
Yeah, Smash Mouth. Smash Mouth got in trouble. He was a.
It wasn't him though.
No.
No.
Okay.
The Smash Mouth guy is a problem.
He was
a
problem.
He's dead now.
He's not with the band anymore.
Yeah, that's his problem.
Problem is he's dead.
Chris Isaac.
That's who it was.
Oh, it was. It was.
Okay, so who's Chris Isaac?
He's some, like, he's a musician.
He's the guy who sings.
Okay, so we were close.
He was huge in the 90s.
Yeah.
He was huge in the 90s.
We were really close.
Okay,
he was on
did.
Friends. He was on, remember, he's the one that tries to bang Phoebe in an episode.
So Mark McGrath wasn't too far off.
No, 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 no.
No, no, no.
You were on the right track.
Thank you.
Both white men.
There's your first problem.
They sing.
Yeah, we are the problem.
So, listener, happy Oscar weekend. It's 24 hours until the big show.
It's Real Debaters Christmas.
It is Real Debaters Christmas, Jimmy. It's what we wait for all year long. We wait to find out arbitrary awards are awarded to things that we all love.
But this might be the first year that they're trary? That they matter?
That they're not
that, they're
way.
That they actually have merit?
That's right.
Like, it does feel like...
Now? I like trary.
They're not arbitrary. They're just trary.
We think that every year. Every year we're like, this is going to be the year where everything is makes sense. And then things just go...
And then they don't watch the movies. And
we sit here screaming at
the
television.
No, but they said they would now.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. They're trary now.
Well,
they're definitely on trary territory.
The bare minimum for like the requirement for their job.
Yeah.
When maybe watch it once. Watch it the way Mike watched Wicked. Like
right.
Fast forward.
We did a speed run. We did a speed run.
I don't need to know sound.
One of our interns.
I fast forward all the talking parts.
Yeah. One of our interns did a 10-minute edit. Brilliant.
Yeah.
It was a great movie.
It's like watching an NFL game on YouTube. It's really quick.
Yeah.
It's really quick.
Yeah.
Just the best.
Just
parts.
The highlights.
Yeah.
Why we watch Red Zone.
Yeah, I no, but to your point, Emily, I mean, like, I do think that there are more awards this year there are more nominations, I think, where we're like, I'm okay if they win. I'm okay
more
if they
deserving.
Win, right?
That's
like
true.
More deserving
than just like being there for the sake
you
of being
you still have
there.
Your token, like, this is definitely to bring in viewership.
100%.
Yeah.
And like, if you go backwards two episodes, listener, you've got our predictions for this weekend. We'll find out if we're right or wrong or indifferent. And then if you go back one more, you have Jimmy winning the What If Part 2 episode.
That's right.
With what if the Oscar voters actually watched the movies?
Oh, right.
That's right. What he won with.
That's right.
I made a whole new show.
That's right. That's right.
I was like, what if we made this bullshit movie with John Candy or James Belushi? And you're like, what if the people who were supposed to give awards away actually watch their homework?
It's amazing. Yeah. Amazing.
It really is.
Truly.
We did it again, gang.
Truly a mind-blowing revelation.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a lot of fun.
It blew Mike's mind so much that he made us a whole new episode to do it.
Yeah. I now think What If is a standard format.
It works with everything.
What if producers were nicer? What if people didn't scream on movie sets? What if you weren't kissed without consent?
Ooh, what if Tarantino...
What if?
Movie sets are very similar to kitchens, aren't they?
They are, yeah.
Like, even the wrestler who kissed me yesterday asked me first.
That's right.
In the show. That's right. Consent.
That's kayfabe. He leaned in, right?
But you still said no, and he still did it.
No.
I'm just kidding. But he asked.
He did.
But he asked.
He double checked.
That's good.
Yeah. You know what?
They never used to do that, Emily.
The bare minimum. The bar is on the ground, and we keep tripping over it.
Yeah. Who's going to pick it up, though? That damn bar's in the way.
Let's
it's very heavy.
Yeah. Let's use our...
I don't even want to touch that thing. I'll just trip over it.
Let's use our platform to review something locally. Emily, where were you last night for your birthday?
Oh, so last night I went and Rookie Sports Bar in good old T-Kona, Transkona, to see the CWE, which is Canadian Wrestling Elite. And,
awesome.
Oh, yeah, just an art form, and I'm going to say it. It's an art form that I didn't always understand or appreciate. And I actually met a wrestler about a million years ago back when I was still working in bars and stuff like that.
What was his name?
And Hotshot Danny Duggan.
Yep.
Oh, cool.
Local celebrity wrestler.
Cool. Yeah. And he explained to me that it was...
Not real.
Not, yeah, he's like, you're thinking of it as a...
Shut up, Mike.
You're thinking of it as a...
Kayfabe.
He's like, you're thinking of it as like a sport. You need to think of it as a show.
Yeah.
And...
Entertainment.
Yeah, entertainment, right?
And so, it's a soap opera.
Yeah, that's what he said,
that's
a soap
right.
opera. Yeah, and so I really latched onto that. And when I stopped being so like uptight about it... I really enjoy it. And
so you see the showmanship.
Yes.
And you're like, it's all about
athleticism.
Now it's like my favorite like thing to watch.
It's great.
Live.
Recreationally
because,
live, yeah.
Yeah, because it's
But
like,
when we invite Emily to come watch wrestling, she's like, I'm busy, guys.
Well, it's not.
It's not live.
Quite as fun yeah. when they're not kissing me and pouring maple syrup
Fair
directly
enough.
Down
Very
my throat.
Right.
We
can't
We can
that.
Do that. We'll just do that every live event
you
at some
and
point.
You alone.
You're so
throw syrup at her.
I 100% believe that when somebody tells me that they don't like wrestling, I don't believe that.
Yeah.
I think it's a... You aren't understanding what you're looking at.
Right. Yeah, you're
and once
you're watching it wrong.
You're watching it wrong.
Once you're framed, you're watching it like I watch
yeah.
Wicked.
Yeah.
Once you get into the mindset that this is for fun.
Yeah.
You have fun.
It's a performance. There's costumes. There's scripts. There's like
people get hurt.
Very.
It's live
very,
theater. It's
yeah.
like a live theater. Like
beautifully
it's...
choreographed stunts.
Timothy
yeah,
Chalamet
right.
would hate
like,
it.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Yeah. Yeah.
He doesn't apparently.
And
somehow.
Just
yeah.
And so it's and it doesn't. It doesn't require anything like
more.
Any specific level of understanding.
It just asks
or, like,
you to
they
suspend.
Just want you to cheer and boo.
Yes, cheer. Yeah, you and it's pretty clear who you're supposed to cheer
That's
for and
right.
who you're supposed to boo
yeah.
for. And so anyway, we had a great time. And so it's just one like I love doing arts and culture things. Like last week we went to Les Mis.
I love that There's... wrestling's under arts and culture,
yeah.
baby. That's awesome.
It should be though.
We're making it.
It is here.
It should
next
be,
week,
though, like...
next week we're going to the ballet, and all three of those things.
Timothy Chalamet hates.
Timothy Chalamet hates. Yes.
I love how you're bringing this in.
And at the same time are like really impressive forms of entertainment
right, yeah.
that I very much enjoy.
These are people at the peak.
Again,
yes.
We said a disciplined art form.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
And like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
these are people who are on the road for most of their lives, working out constantly.
Yeah.
The same way an actor's like, oh, I go to a dark place for this role. Like these people are literally breaking their bodies doing their
yes.
art form. And it's the same discipline. It's the same approach of like, this is my life and this is...
There was
right.
one
like,
of the guys who was the one of the heels.
Insane.
He like, I wooed. I was like, woo. And he like looked up the thing and was like, wah.
He's
then,
a good heel.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
a good heel.
And then later he came up and he was like just chatting with me and stuff. And he was so nice.
Yeah.
And I was just like, your character was so mean.
Yeah.
That was so great.
Like, he did his job.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, he just like made fun of me.
He's just
like,
a fucker.
Relentlessly. And then later he was like, oh, I hope you're having such a great birthday.
Yeah.
Like,
congrats, kiddo.
God,
to all the Winnipeg wrestlers in WPF, right? Winnipeg Pro Wrestling.
This is
WPW.
Where do you get the F
this,
from?
Yeah,
there's a couple. This was CWE, Canadian Wrestling Elite.
Yeah.
But then there's a P. Professional Wrestling.
Winnipeg Pro Wrestling.
Winnipeg Pro Wrestling. So WPF and CEW.
Where do you keep getting
Where's
the F from?
The part of my brain that isn't
is
working.
WPW?
Do you think it's freffling?
So you mean WPW? But it's WPF.
Shut up.
WTF.
I'm going to count over here.
Yeah.
This is why they won't talk to us.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't get the right name. Yeah.
Freffling.
So how does it mean to be a fressler?
Can you show me how to fressle?
Yeah. Are you a pro fressler?
God damn.
We would love to talk to you if I can get the letters right. That's my point, guys.
Yeah.
We're big wrestling fans here. So if you're listening to the show, please reach out to realdebaters@gmail.com. We're still trying to talk to WP B-W.
Yeah. There it is.
There you go.
W-B-W. Yeah.
And if you don't know this, listener, I caught this. They're getting a pay-per-view night on Rogers TV.
That's right.
That's awesome.
WP. Fuck yeah. That's
W
great.
Will be live so two cool. nights. I think it's March 19th and 20th. Don't quote me on that. Just go to their Instagram and
where
check it out.
Where are they doing
it? I don't know where it is. I just caught their announcement on their Instagram.
That's
like
awesome.
the letter they got from Rogers.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
green,
yeah.
Do it all.
That's
which
so
is,
cool.
So like, if you know anything about wrestling, you know that the whole point is to start your chapter, start your territory,
yeah.
and then eventually get signed up and someone wants to come and put you on TV
glow.
And sponsor you, right?
It's glow.
It's glow, right?
It's glow.
It's a lot of things. So, but yeah. one of those things is it's awesome for a local Winnipeg.
It is. And if you have some money to spend,
yeah.
spend it on local arts. Like,
yeah.
this is, you know, the tickets were $20 last night and
which is nothing.
Which is, yeah,
that's
which
nothing.
Really, like, it's a hamburger, right?
yeah.
And you, but you can, if you're spending your money on this, you're supporting it, then they'll keep doing it. And it's fun. It's,
also, they deserve it.
Yeah,
right?
they deserve
like,
it.
Yeah.
yeah.
Do you know what also Let's is cheap and good live entertainment? Us? Is It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia trivia on March 17th.
Let's
that's
get
right.
Yeah, spend your money on us. We'll keep doing it.
St.
yeah.
Patty's Day. You know you're already going to go out and have a beer somewhere. Come with us. Like, come hang out with us.
Yeah.
Do some trivia.
Tickets are on sale right
yeah.
now.
It'll be on March 20th. Sorry, just the Winnipeg.
Oh, show. Thank you. Okay. So yeah. March. So come to us
with
on March 17th.
Replay on March 21st.
For trivia, it's a Handsome Daughter, $15. We're going to color. We're going to give you some adult coloring pages. We're going to judge your best cosplay dressed up as your favorite character, right, Charles?
That's right, yeah.
You've got some multimedia trivia for us this
That's
time,
right?
right?
Yeah,
You've
we'll
got an
interactive,
round.
Yeah.
We're going to do 4 rounds, 7 o'clock sharp. Show up at 6:30. You can register. Tickets are on sale right now. Tickets are in the show notes. Tickets are on Eventbrite. Tickets are on our social media. Tickets are everywhere to be bought. You can go to our website, realbidders.ca. There's a pop-up. Shows you right there where you
should
buy.
Come hang out with us. It's St. Patty's Day.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a great time, and we have some funny themed drinks. Again, come and enjoy it.
That's the Gang Does Trivia.
That's right. Gang Does Trivia.
Can we?
It's the episode you guys all need.
Can we also say we've got a new trivia spot now, too? It's been confirmed.
That's right.
Remember the last time we were like, we shouldn't talk about a thing until we know?
That's right. We're going corporate.
We're going corporate this time now. We're going so corporate that we've been told that we have to watch how we promote this one. We are doing Disney Plus trivia at the Rec Room in Seasons of Tuxedo, listener. They have realized that we are worth at least 3 live events. So we've got 3 nights of trivia coming for you. The first one we're going to do is Disney. Because why the fuck? Like, Emily, you were like, how do we capture the most people? And you went Disney.
Yeah, you know, because Disney.
Wide net.
Disney's got
Star
so
Wars.
Many things. Yeah, it's got Star
Wars.
It's got
Marvel.
It's
yeah.
got songs.
Everybody's happy if you come
it's
to a Disney night.
Yeah, there's something for everybody, and it's so much
100.
Fun.
Yeah.
And, like, there's a millennial kind of thing of, like, Disney parents who grew up watching Disney, right?
I'm
we're
a
like,
Disney adult.
We're, like, the double Disney, like.
Dippers.
Vibe. yeah.
And what we're going to do 5 rounds, we said?
Well, yeah, we're going to do 5 rounds.
So we could do like a Marvel round,
a
Star
Wars
round,
round.
Yeah. Anime,
a musical
like,
round,
musical.
Yeah,
an animated
yeah, yeah.
round,
yeah, yeah,
only
yeah.
a live action round.
Yeah.
Amusement park round.
this amusement park was decommissioned in what year?
Who died on this ride?
Yeah,
this
who
year?
Infamously died on this ride?
It's going to be all Disney, all night, all the time. We're going to Disney color. We're going to have a bunch of Disney sheets for you to color. We're going to you want to dress up as your favorite Disney princess. You want to dress up as your favorite Disney prince. You want to dress
Gaston
up as
Gaston might be there.
You want to be a fork? You want to be a dingle hopper? I don't fucking care. Dress up as anything you want that's Disney related. There are 3 ways to win prizes. You can win it through trivia, you can win it through dressing up, and you can win it through your artistic endeavors.
That's
and
right.
We encourage to color outside the lines. We encourage to argue with us. We encourage to have fun with a favorite local podcast doing
It's
live
also
trivia.
In an arcade, so when you're done trivia with us, come party in the arcade.
We'll be done by 9.
Yeah,
it'll be
right.
quick. We're going to make this nice and quick. It'll be fun. This is family friendly, so if you want to bring the kids, if you want to not bring the kids, just... Disney is kind of hard to screw up.
We'll say it's 90s PG-13.
Okay.
So take
yeah,
that
fair
with
enough.
What you
yeah.
will. A
couple
you know?
Shits here
Could
and there.
Could be a couple
yeah.
shits.
Yeah.
You know?
We'll have one F just to make
maybe,
it PG-13.
Yeah, maybe a couple like, oh, that, okay, yeah. yeah.
April 3rd. Tickets are $15. The Rec Room. Seasons of Tuxedo. Disney Plus trivia.
It's Always Sunny.
St. Patty's Day trivia.
That's right.
2 trivias.
That's right.
And
yeah, we're going to have a round on actual St. Patrick's trivia.
yeah. Just
how
just,
many snakes did he beat out of Ireland?
Is there a real gold in that pot? I can't think of anything else that we should bore the listener with. So let's get to it. Listener, this
Floor's
is
open.
We did the Oscar predictions. Now we're going to
we
do...
We were wrong.
We're probably wrong.
We're so sorry.
Yeah, but you know what? Okay.
I think I was right.
Emily's F1 picks were correct.
So
of course they were.
That's
F1
it.
Cleaned house.
That's all we got.
Two things have happened in the last week that have changed the odds since we committed to what we thought was going to happen. And
Timothy?
We all, if I remember correctly, we all wanted Michael B. Jordan to win Best Actor,
yeah.
right? It may not be all our picks, but that's what,
that's
we,
what
all,
we want.
That's
yeah.
what we want.
Yeah.
And
that would be the
since,
right thing to do.
Since the SAG Awards... There is now a change in the odds where
meaning
that there's a 38% chance now for Michael B. Jordan and a 50 some odd percent chance for Timothy Chalamet.
So hopefully you bet earlier.
Fast forward to what just happened in the last 24 hours,
uh-huh.
which is now a week later. Timothy Chalamet's clip of him saying, I don't want to do something that's not relevant, like the opera or the ballet, for example.
Or most of his movies.
Or good point. Now going viral. A week before the Oscars, and we all know from past that shit said by dumb actors or children doesn't help your
it
cause.
Doesn't help.
Because
keep your mouth shut, man. It was like 2 weeks. Like, just don't
and
say
you
anything.
How did you?
Also, I haven't even
that's
seen
the thing.
I haven't even seen the clip yet, but you said like it's very obvious on McConaughey's face.
Oh, he's
that he's
like
just,
you're
like,
fucking yourself here, dude.
Very
way
disappointed.
To go.
Yeah.
Well, shut up.
That's the thing. Is it? Do you think McConaughey's disappointed in what he's saying? Do you think he's disappointed?
I think he's disappointed that that's the future.
I think
him
he's
for ruining
that.
Or setting up a possible ruin to his own career, or do you think it's a combination of both?
I think it's all of that. Like I really do, because I think like looking at it, because
you can
Timothy's
see it on his face.
He's supposed to be the future. Like he's going to be the next
Army
whatever
Hammer.
Big thing, the next big cannibal for the next
yeah.
like 40 years. But what I'm saying is like. It's kind of sad to see someone so close-minded that's getting so much opportunity and so much like
and he's not a kid.
Praise.
I,
and he's
we think he's a kid.
Not right.
He's not a kid.
He
he's
seems
30.
Like it, but he's 30,
man.
Right?
Yeah.
yeah. So he knows better.
Emily,
think,
what are your
yeah.
thoughts?
Well, he just said something stupid. Like I doubt that he meant
it as harshly.
That
as he did.
I doubt that he meant that he doesn't see value in those things. I think he meant like I am not those things. And it just kind of came
Stop
out.
Stop defending the bitch.
It just came out in a bad way, but
no, he's trying to say like, who's the biggest opera singer right now? Who's the biggest
right,
ballet?
Yeah,
blah blah
and you're
blah.
Like, okay.
But right, no one comes to mind.
Yeah.
But when you say actor, like he's being a douche.
He
he's
is.
Being
he
a
is.
Douche.
Okay, but now you're comparing the one like opera doesn't have $1 billion marketing
right
industry behind it, so
they don't need it.
But also
it's the same reason you don't see commercials for Ferrari.
No, you don't. And
but
that's
also
the point. Because
you're
that,
not buying it, you peasant.
But it's also, who are you talking to? Like, you guys ask Emily an F1 question. She's saying shit I don't understand. Like, do you see what I'm saying?
That's
it's
true.
Like,
if they ask me about F1, I'd be like, huh?
I don't know.
And that doesn't
no.
mean, like,
no, no,
oh,
no,
F1's
no, no,
not
no.
relevant then, I guess.
No,
it's
no,
like,
no,
no,
no.
No,
I'm not letting
is.
That go. I'm not letting that go.
Yeah.
I think that he doesn't think they're relevant because he's a child in an
yeah,
era.
Yeah, he's an idiot. He's a douche.
Hang on. He's a child in an era of whatever's the newest, brightest thing in the media or being marketed is only of value, where he doesn't understand that this is the spine of the movie theater. You don't have the movie theater without live theater. You don't have good actors without the stage. Like, these are relevant. They may not be popular, they may not be hashtaggable
popular.
Like you are, but what they are.
Mike fast forwarded that song.
He doesn't
know
what that means.
What?
Yeah. She kept saying pap. I'll make you pap.
You're talking
you
about what
it.
I wasn't in elementary? No. But I'm just, yeah,
it's
that's my point. Is that
yeah.
he doesn't understand what
yeah,
came before him.
It's very, even more like taking the douchiness of that statement even further. He'll never be an opera singer, he'll never do ballet. Something he can't do, so he's like, I want to do something memorable. Those things are
yeah
like
meh.
Because you can't
right?
that means
you have other
not.
Actors that are like, I want to try and do a Broadway, I
right.
want to try and do this.
Well, and I think that's
I
probably McConaughey's reaction as
right.
he's sitting there, right?
Why wouldn't
he's
you
like,
try it?
Why
he's been around the block so long,
right.
he knows, like, I think I don't know this for a fact. I've never sat down and
I'm
talked to Matthew
sure you're right
about this, but
he has a link.
Me and my buddy Maddie,
but he
definitely. I get the impression that he understands the history, the value,
yes.
the difficulty, the complexity,
absolutely.
And the talent
yeah.
required.
Well, somebody
in
who
all
got typecast for years.
Yeah.
He, went, he had to take a what was it, Mike? Like a decades long break,
almost 10 years,
yeah,
just to get himself back into
well,
it. So he knows how quickly it can all go.
Yeah.
What's ironic too is. Chalamet is this, oh, he's so brilliant how he approaches acting. Blah, I don't know. If he plays a ballet, like a ballet dancer, an opera singer,
right.
what's his approach to the role?
Right.
Huh. Or is he saying, I'll never take those roles because that's a stupid art form?
Yeah.
Like,
but,
come on.
But you'll be the ping pong guy.
I was gonna say.
That's what I'm saying is it's
but
ridiculous.
That's not
stupid. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Don't call this kid legend.
I honestly think the whole point I brought this up is I think it honestly changes Michael B. Jordan's shot. It doesn't make
it stupid that it's not based
it's
on the performance.
100%.
I get what you're
100%.
Saying. It's really dumb
probably
that it's
still,
right,
though.
Yeah.
I'm just seeing what has happened in
it's
previous
like class
years.
President. There's still a popularity aspect
like
to
they
it.
Went after the Safdies when the Safdies, the whole A24
well,
shoot with the when the actual sex scene started taking off script and became a rape scene.
That whole thing's terrible.
Yeah. I think Safdie's contention dropped hard because of that conversation coming back up in the news again. Because you got to remember,
Marty
he
Supreme
kept fucking rolling.
Fucking run,
but wasn't it last year that everyone was like, oh, the woman from Emilia Perez might not even
same
come
thing.
Now. She might not even show up.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there was that kind of bit there.
And
because
she was. For
oh,
like
she. Everyone
months,
was like, she's going to win.
It's going to take it.
Because she won all the other ones.
Exactly.
Right, right, right. Yeah. Right. It's again, it's there's still... These are public figures. There's still a very big popularity
and
factor.
And that's how we got Nora, and that's the topic of the show
that's
today.
Right. That's right. 100%. That's right.
Look
that's
at right. us go.
That's right.
It all ties together.
We've been working
goodness.
On our segues, guys.
What if they actually watched them?
Was it on purpose? No. But we got there.
That's right.
So
that's
we're
right.
just such consummate professionals
that's right.
that it happens naturally now.
We did it together.
So, as we mentioned, it is the Oscar correction. So what we're going to do is we're going to correct the value and the moral compass of the Oscars with some of the most shocking moments that maybe or maybe should have not
let's
happened.
Start with Anora.
Okay. I mean, we all know how they got there. They spent $18 million on panties and threw them out at strip clubs, and then they became the cool, cheap,
they did the same
indie
thing
budget,
for Green Book.
Right? Really?
No.
Did they go to
Viggo
jazz
Mortensen's
clubs?
Underwear,
oh,
yeah.
And strip clubs. Believe it or not, there's a lot of people at strip clubs that love movies.
The crossover is...
When you're into art, you're into
that's
art.
That's right. It's still an art form.
It's true.
Okay, so...
I have one that I would... I have a favorite.
Now, is this an award win or is this a moment?
Right, because we're... Are we
we're doing both. But
pick whatever you want.
Pick whatever you want. I just want to classify.
We're just talking Oscars.
Yeah.
A little bit of... This one's a little bit of both to me, personally.
Start it up, bud.
It's 2003.
Oh, you should have...
Okay, hang on.
You should have won that
Let
year.
Me get this in my mind's eye.
You weren't born yet. Son of a bitch.
Scene. Go. Okay. It's 2003.
So it's 2003, and I think it's just one of my favorite performances of all time.
Okay.
Daniel Day-Lewis in Gangs of New York, Bill the Butcher... he lost to Adrian Brody for The Pianist, and like I've seen it, it's not bad.
So what
it's
one?
But Oscar, it's Oscar bait.
But it's yes, but yeah. It's not DDL in Gangs of New York.
Do you know why it's not? Do you know why it's not? Like because
they hate us.
There's a character. There's
Diamond
a character.
Dallas Lewis.
Yeah.
Well, no. I think there is an unbelievable portrayal of a character and a performance. I think that's what they weighed those.
Well,
against.
So what won Best Picture then?
Oh, it was, here we go.
Because did The Pianist win Best Picture, too?
It did not, I don't think. Roman Polanski won
Oi!
For Best Director.
Oh,
and
my
there was
God.
There was a huge
for
rumor for The Pianist.
Oh, that's right.
And there was a huge rumor that they kind of did this thinking he would show up, because as soon as he's on
gets
American
arrested.
Land,
right.
yeah.
they can arrest him, because there's still a warrant.
It was a bait
so
arrest.
There was a huge, and part of that, too, I was reading again, is Adrian winning as well. He vouched for Roman because they
Jesus
developed
Christ.
Such a relationship.
Good
going
Lord.
To such
of
a dark,
course he did.
A dark
yeah.
place for this role.
Hey, guys, yeah. he lost his wife and his baby. He's a really good
oh
guy.
My God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. Chicago won Best Picture.
Oh, that's actually
that's a great
oh,
one.
A great movie.
Okay, that's a great
yeah.
movie.
Catherine Zeta, Renee
John
Zellweger.
C. Reilly was nominated.
John C.
That's
Reilly.
Awesome.
And lost, unfortunately. Renee Zellweger, I didn't realize, lost
yeah.
to Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
For the hours.
For the hours.
What a year.
That
but
is...
Catherine Zeta-Jones won hers.
Yeah, I can't get mad. I saw Chicago Live once.
Oh,
shit,
that
yeah. must have been fun.
Oh, it was incredible.
So your contention is
my
Bill
big
the,
deal
Bill
is
Butcher
Bill
versus...
the Butcher losing to The Pianist. I
okay,
think.
Or so
best,
absolute
for best
garbage.
Actor. For best actor.
For best actor. It's okay. absolute horse shit.
All right.
I think
you
can you do
had
that movie
Nicolas Cage
Adrian
in
Brody.
Adaptation. This is who they were in this category.
Okay.
You got Nicolas Cage in Adaptation, which we already... discussed as phenomenal, like deserving.
Spike Jones, unbelievable.
Michael Caine in The Quiet American. I can't
oh.
say I've seen it, but it's Michael yeah, Caine. It's, so I'm like, yep.
Yeah. No, it's Charles, say it right.
Who is it? Who is
Michael
it?
Caine.
It's Michael Caine.
Thank you.
And then, yeah, DDL in Gangs of New York, and then Jack Nicholson about
when
Schmidt,
you say
which
DDL,
is very...
Wow.
I got to say, when you say DDL, it makes me think BDL, and then I go to a big black cock. Like, I can't...
I say DDL.
So you heard BBL and you went to BBC?
Yeah. And I think DDR.
I'm having trouble with letters today.
You know what he's doing?
Get my W's and my
F's.
He's promoting
It's Always Sunny, and he has a little bit of dyslexia.
I'm having a Charlie
which Charlie has dyslexia.
Honestly,
so you're really
guys,
just
I'm
promoting It's Always Sunny.
I think I do have some dyslexia.
I think we all do. I think everybody does a little bit.
That was tough.
The less reading we do on actual books, I think the worse it's getting.
Let me stop you right there, and let's phrase this. Okay, so you have Bill the Butcher versus The Pianist.
Yeah. Not a fan that The Pianist won.
Why do you think this is where he face-raped Halle Berry.
This is a nice tie-in to my most
yes.
shocking moment.
He did
okay.
not ask
yeah.
Halle Berry about that
no.
at all.
So yeah. why do you think Bill the Butcher's better than The Pianist?
Oh, my God. Watch them.
I have. I want you on record.
Charles, I think you don't need Adrian Brody in that movie. You can plug someone else in and it's still The Pianist.
Just comparing the performances, like, I'm not saying what Adrian did was bad, but it didn't. It wasn't the movie for me. It wasn't the movie. The movie was everything that was happening. But a big part of Gangs of New York is Daniel Day-Lewis as Bill the Butcher.
I agree.
Leo's great. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. But I want more Bill.
Sorry, did you say Lord of the Rings: The Two Towers was nominated too?
I don't.
It was Chicago that won. Gangs of New York, The Hours, Lord of the Rings: The Two
yes.
Towers, and The
yep.
Pianist. Two Towers is the best Lord of the Rings.
It is
movie.
The best
yes,
one.
Two
best.
Towers is so good.
And you know what? The Oscars.
But every year,
theory,
every year, Lord of the Rings was nominated.
Yeah.
My theory. Because it didn't. None of the Lord of the Rings won anything until the third one, which is not the best one.
And then it won.
But
everything.
It won everything
because it was
the
like,
Oscars was like, sorry,
yeah, we should
our
have
bad.
Like we should have given we, you credit
right,
earlier
because this is supposed to be the last one ever. But
yeah.
we didn't know about the Hobbit and all that shit. But like,
Chicago
right?
was great. But do you think people at the time knew that Chicago was going to win?
I think Best Picture surprised the fuck out of everybody. I really thought Gangs of New York was going to win Best Picture.
And like Gangs of New York and Chicago are. This is a weird thing to say, they're similar in the sense that how they're shot,
yeah.
How they're like blocked, all
people
the costuming,
staging,
the
yeah,
staging,
yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah,
all
yeah, yeah,
of
yeah.
that. And so
yeah.
they're both exceptional.
Also, Daniel Day-Lewis is a lunatic.
Good
year. He
yeah.
got the flu so many times because they filmed it, oddly enough, in Chicago in winter, Gangs New York, and he didn't want to wear
yeah.
anything that wasn't from the 18th century.
Oh my God.
So they would have to try and put parkas on him, and he'd be and like, and he was in character, and he would, like, yeah, and then he was sick all the fucking time. He's a lunatic, but yeah. See, I don't see Brody doing that shit.
Yeah, and I think you're right about, or what Jimmy said was right about Adrian Brody, that, like, the movie itself was so cinematic. And so
that's
like,
the movie.
So deep and
you
so
can
like,
get that performance
yeah,
from somebody.
Yeah,
else.
Yeah, you could have gotten it from someone else.
Like he
but
surprised
it's also
me.
Black and white.
Oh, shut up, Mike.
He surprised me. Like I will say, he did surprise
yeah.
me, but
Oscar
it didn't surprise me enough that I was like better than DDL. Sorry.
Yeah.
No, I'm not calling you out. I agree with you.
It was nuts.
I think Adrian Brody's performance in The Pianist is heartbreaking
also,
and hang on and shocking and and no
he's right.
And then I think Bill the Butcher is leaning into things and finding things out and being the method and all those things. So, like, yeah, if you're talking about performance versus character, they saw Bill the Butcher as a character. They didn't see it as a performance where they see Brody
nuts.
As a performance.
It's just nuts. Yeah. Like, again, and what's so funny is, like, it really is, like, best acting in a leading role. Like, performance is the real thing you're doing here.
Everybody chases
right?
Bill the Butcher
like,
in that movie. Yeah, you're there
the
for the story.
The movie has
but like,
so many monologues, and it's because of the performance he's given.
He wakes up in the middle of the night, and they're in bed together, and he's
everything.
With the flag on
yeah.
and everything.
Yeah, like every even the crazy, like one of my favorite moments is because he's so in character. He's the butcher.
The stabbing
this is later
of the meat
on when he's no, when people are leaving, he's like, take some meat on your way out.
Yeah.
And it's the fact that he remembers that. I bet you that's not shit. They write in the script, that's him just being like, and then you see and you're like, oh my God, is he a real butcher? Like,
yeah.
And then you find out, yeah, he did. He learned how to actually be a real butcher. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's always insane. But I'm just saying as like someone who.
Now he's a cobbler.
Yeah, right. Like, and I know there's the whole argument
not
with method acting and all that shit. But like, he, I think, does it in a way where he wants to make the performance real. So he goes for it. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
As far as I know, he's not crazy like, oh yeah, I was playing a bad guy. So I actually terrorized a family for like a few years. To get it, like, you know, like Jared Leto shit, like that's not cool.
I don't think he takes
but
it home. I think he just keeps it on.
He
set.
Keeps it right. Like he said, when he played Lincoln, he rented a fucking like log cabin in the middle of nowhere and just lived in it. And then he has to spend 6 months after he's done filming getting out of character before he exposes his family to him because he's like, you know, they don't need that shit. They don't need to see me being all like Abraham Lincoln and kind of nuts and shit, right? Like, yeah.
Emily, what's yours?
Oh, so mine isn't a win necessarily,
sure,
because I always find like wins and losses and whatever.
Is it one where we all lost?
Tis what it is. Yes, we certainly all lost.
But Halle Berry won.
No. And
no, she didn't.
To the great surprise of no one, the man who stood up for, for what's his name there?
Roman Polanski.
Oh, Polanski. The guy who's like, Polanski's a good dude.
Doesn't understand.
Just decided to grab and aggressively kiss Halle Berry on his win.
In front of her date, too.
Which,
like,
by the way,
partner...
Daniel Day-Lewis would have never.
No, he wouldn't. And her partner was there, too. Uh-huh. Like, that's also what's crazy.
So that was the same thing, 2003.
He didn't get smacked.
No, he
should have.
Yeah.
And there was like this whole thing. I just remember being, so 2003, I was 15, I guess.
Yeah.
And the conversation around consent and around like what
you mean the non-consensual conversation happening,
or like when is it a stage kiss and when like or when's a stage kiss an okay thing
when someone
to do,
says cut
and when is it not a stage kiss? Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Right.
And it was just, it was so I guess it was the first time in my life that I really, it was like in my face and I was thinking about it, like, is this an okay thing? And the world was like, oh, it was so funny. And I was, and there was, and then a lot of people were, myself included, like, the fuck? Like, no, it's not funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's insane.
I remember not being, like, here's the problem.
Because there was still that stupid, like, mentality, and not saying this applies to everything, but it, in that situation, but it's like, boys will be boys. Oh,
yeah,
boys what are you going to do?
Yeah,
what are you going to do? And it's
so
like,
happy.
But isn't that the problem?
He was just so excited that he couldn't help kissing someone. Like,
yeah, and it's like,
I'm
no,
sure
no.
That's what he thought
no,
when
no.
He got up there.
And also,
I'm just so excited.
If it starts
Adrian
with that,
Brody's always spontaneously kissing
yeah, he
yeah.
If he was being,
yeah.
if it was being presented by a man, he would have absolutely kissed
right.
him as well. It's just he had to kiss somebody because he was excited.
That's a very good point, too.
I'm a kisser.
But it's like you said, like if that starts at that mentality that young, why are we shocked that they don't seem to grow out of it? Like, oh, that's just them being them. It's like,
right.
No. That's not how that works.
I'll tell you. Yeah. I'll tell you a bird's eye view of that time. I remember that happening.
You were in the rafters.
Sure. I remember not caring because we didn't care.
Yeah.
Because men at the time were like, we don't care about
no,
things.
Or
like
if
that.
You
like,
said anything,
then,
it was like, oh, look at how excited he is. Look at how happy he is.
Yeah.
It was like, good for him. Look at how happy he is. He
wow,
deserves
he got
this.
To kiss Halle Berry.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And meanwhile, she's
got
like,
to. Yeah. Like she was involved
I know.
In it.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's more shocking
and
now than it was.
Look at
then.
What she let him do.
There's your barometer. But there's your barometer of change,
yeah.
though.
Yeah.
Like,
screaming.
It's
get
more,
away.
It's more shocking now than it was then.
Absolutely.
Which is a good thing.
It is, yeah.
So.
Again,
but
is
he
this
learned
not
nothing. He just won another Oscar.
Yeah.
And
he, threw
Brody's,
his,
and
he, but
he tossed
threw,
his
he
gum
tossed
at
his...
Harvey Weinstein's wife.
Yes.
Which is his.
That's who he's dating now.
You mean
sorry,
his
am
wife?
I wrong?
Yeah.
Ex-wife. Yeah, you're
no,
right.
But that's
sorry.
Who he's dating now.
No. New wife.
Oh,
mother
are
of
they,
child.
Are they yes. married now?
Yeah,
Adrian Brody
oh,
is
wow.
raising
have,
Harvey Weinstein's
they have
kids.
A child, and then there's two.
Damn.
Isn't all of that just awful?
He seems just like a great guy overall, you know?
just
a
true
kinda,
scumbag.
In a very dark...
We knew when he wore the fucking dreads on SNL that he was a piece
oh,
of shit.
Oh, the Sean Paul thing, yeah. You know, in a very dark, awful, dark, terrible way, it came full circle, I guess.
That's right.
Jimmy, yeah. you have the floor.
Oh, well, I'll do a recent one. Let's talk about how and why Anora ended up winning in 2020.
You can't let it go. All right, cool. Awesome.
I'll never let that shit go either.
I can't let it go
that
either.
Was insane.
Well,
did anybody watch Conclave?
Hang on.
Anybody?
Let him go.
Let me just, I'll read you guys the ones that should have won.
Yeah.
Let him
Anora's
go.
A fine movie. It's been done before. The Brutalist, A Complete Unknown, Conclave, Dune Part 2, Emilia Perez, I'm Still Here, Nickel Boys, The Substance, and Wicked.
There's so many best.
What a shitty year for what they picked.
Yeah,
but also
I know.
There's so much better. Like, The Substance alone
everything
wipes else. Everything.
Yeah, I was going to
say
The Substance.
Yeah.
Like,
The
thank
Substance
you.
Was my movie.
The
ever.
Substance
this
easily
that was my
blows
best picture.
Everything out of the water.
That was
yeah.
my
it's
best
not
picture.
It's not
going to
be The Substance. Like you said, Conclave is a fantastic
it was
movie.
So good.
I never actually saw that one.
Honestly, Emily, it's
good
totally
watch.
Worth it.
Conclave
okay.
is fantastic.
Totally worth
you
it.
Will love Conclave.
You don't need to. Honestly, it's
one of,
it's not.
Yeah.
even though it is about something religious, it's not really.
It's a big one of these to the Catholic Church.
I feel like the last.
Doesn't even really push any. Like, it doesn't even really show
it's not
you religion.
What you think
it's gonna
be.
Yeah, no,
nope, not at all.
It's more a political debate amongst the church than anything.
It's fascinating.
The last like Pope related thing I watched was the Pope's Exorcist.
Oh,
and
little scooter.
I think that's just like that's just ruined me for every.
No,
like,
I watched ruined.
I watched
made
the
it
young
better.
Pope with Jude Law, and that one was ridiculous. It's
it was
like
so terrible.
What would happen if the Pope was a sex machine, a Playboy bad
I'm
boy.
I'm kind of into
it was
that.
So, dude, it was hilarious.
Excellent.
It's totally, and it's Jude Law, so
they
it's
should
great.
Remake that.
They, it, honestly, it was really funny. It
what
was a really
Pope
funny
fucked?
Concept. Yeah, that's literally the concept, and it's
I
called
feel...
The Young
what?
Pope.
Hang on, hang
if
on.
The Pope...
We could, oh, we pitch it to Weinstein. We bring in Fabrizio.
Fabrizio! And then Fabrizio's there, okay? And Fabrizio ends up being the Pope.
Wait, like, I like these guys. We like, don't tell people that.
You know, the guy that's kissing the girl that she doesn't know about doesn't
genius.
Like it.
Fabrizio's
that's
the
main
Pope
character.
Now.
We like that guy.
Okay,
like that guy.
Hang on here for a second. So, best picture. Loses, Anora beats the Brutalist.
But your thing, Mike, sorry not to interrupt you, but Anora wasn't even, like, they were going to give it to Emilia Perez.
Anora, if I remember correctly, Jimmy, snuck in after Emilia Perez.
That was what everybody
because
it suddenly became
was,
the favorite out of
yes.
no. It wasn't even second on the list
yeah.
of favorites.
And it wasn't really being talked about.
It
they
just
kept
magically
talking about
jumped
the Brutalist and Conclave first, and then after. Because
this isn't a Michael B. Jordan and Timothée Chalamet where Michael B. Jordan was right behind him, and now
right.
Michael B. Jordan jumps ahead because of Chalamet's stupidity.
Right, right, right.
Conclave.
Like, Anora wasn't even close.
Yeah.
Conclave yep. onto its own is best picture bait. Dune Part 2, I can understand. They never want to give it to sci-fi. I'm Still Here, that theme alone, Nickel Boys and The Substance. Wicked, forget about it.
Yeah,
there's,
okay.
There's
forget
four,
about
you
it.
You know how Mike feels.
Yeah.
There's four other, like, real good shots here, but Anora wins because... It's sexy because it's independent and because the Oscars want
young,
to like
young.
Here's what I don't understand.
It's also young.
The theaters don't or not the theaters, the studios want to make big budget movies. They don't want to do it on the cheap because that means they gotta pay their
That means
people.
Nobody's making any money.
Means no one's making any money, but yet they're paying their talent.
Right.
So why give it to Anora when Anora says that you don't need more than $30 million to make
because
a movie?
Because we surveyed everybody between the age of 17 and 35, and they fucking love Anora.
Yeah,
no, I'll tell
the,
you.
Follow the money.
Yeah, I'll tell you why Anora.
Literally.
I'll tell you why Anora won.
But Jimmy's supposed to tell us
Anora.
Why Anora won.
Go ahead.
I think it's exactly what you said, Mike. It was the marketing. Like, they did exactly what they had to do. It was what, it's not the same as what Markiplier did with Iron Lung, but it was just the word of mouth that they created caused people to talk about it more, and like you said, Charles, it created a stir among young people, and somehow
a stir among young people's loins.
They had more. They had more campaign money.
That's right.
That's really what it is. Like if
they
yeah.
also
you don't have if I don't know, and it doesn't seem. And last year they admitted they didn't watch any of them anyways.
And what's
right?
his name?
So,
what's the director's name? Sean Baker.
Sean Baker.
Yeah, he's young. Right, he's compared to the other
Florida Project.
Like, he's young,
oh, kitty cat.
And he's got this like mindset that's like, you know he's.
It's just
he's,
they swept
yeah.
it though.
Yes. Yes.
They swept it.
It was very bizarre.
She got best actress. He got best director.
So
it got
I think the problem really was I saw
screenplay
it
and
after
it
won everything.
After the hype.
Demi
yeah.
Moore should
have
exploded.
Yeah. I don't understand that. Don't ever. Like, I was so angry
I would have
about
exploded.
That. Who ended up winning over her?
Margot Qualley.
Yeah, don't like that. Don't like that.
Do I know? Think that's exactly what the movie's about.
That's
there's
crazy.
Also a little.
That's crazy.
There's a caveat with Anora.
Shoot.
Anora realized that the voting base was older and they don't like digital links, so they sent DVD copies
God
for their screener,
it.
Which
Smart.
Got them more watch time, which probably got them more
If you're the only
votes.
Movie that they watched.
Jimmy, what if they actually did it because of the quality of the art? And they watched it.
If you know what, if that's the case, Charles, then fuck me, good for them.
Like, that's insane. But we know it's not. Like, I know that was what was so disappointing. Is like, I agree with you, Emily. It's not a bad movie.
No, I mean,
but it's just not.
I fall in that demographic,
like,
I guess. I like it.
To me, it's but. Like the whole point of Best Picture is if you're going to make any time this year at all to watch a movie,
watch
you got to
watch
this
yeah.
one. And I wouldn't have told people that about Anora.
You don't got
My parents were like, I was like, no, you don't want to watch
that. You don't
want to
watch that.
This isn't for you guys.
I also think maybe that there.
This isn't a Best Picture for you guys.
I'd be interested to look at the ratings, the Oscar ratings for like previous years to see if there was a significant drop. Off in viewership from a younger demographic because
yeah.
I bet I bet.
This is what we're talking about today.
Yeah, I bet that they were like, we have been catering to the type of movies that are watched by old people.
Yeah. By Michael.
Yeah. But like, but we even identify it as Oscar bait, right? And and it's like the type of movies that everyone knows are good movies.
The prestigious, like, oh, yes. my goodness.
But like but the people who are spending the most money on content and on like merch and like those kind of things are younger.
Right.
And so I wonder if they just did that in a way to like pull that audience back in. You had to have the Anorathon.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. For sure it is. Like, again, they a big thing the Oscars just did, they sold the viewing rights to YouTube for 4 years.
Right.
Yeah.
They're going to be exclusively streamed on YouTube. And YouTube
That's
has
where
already
young people watch things.
YouTube has already said they're not going to make people have to get accounts to watch it. They will be fucking forced with ads for sure.
That's because ABC is getting fed up with giving free airtime.
But I think also, too, is who uses YouTube a lot, too? Old people, young, everyone.
Everybody,
right?
Yeah.
So the Oscars, in
it's
terms
also
of viewership.
It's really hard to watch. It's like also, every year we try to watch it.
It was
and you're
a struggle.
Like, where do you watch it? Why is it not free?
It's annoying.
Why do I need this?
Or it's like you're on ABC because they're hosting the red carpet, and they're like, okay, now go to CBS for the show. And you're like,
what
the hell is that?
Or you need a cable subscription to CTV.
That's right.
If you
they don't even
stream.
Yeah.
You don't
so
get
it's only, I didn't actually know this, so it's only being streamed on YouTube. So you.
Yes.
After this year.
After this year.
No, starting in 2029.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's starting in 2029.
This year it's editing. Next year it's stunts.
Yes.
Those are the changes.
Yeah, that's
very cool.
And then 2029 for a 4-year exclusive deal, and they're going to see.
Yeah, see how it goes.
And
it's
just
going
to be exclusive
viewership.
YouTube. Right. But again, it's because also, too, is this is going to be an easier way for them to measure these bullshit metrics of like,
yeah,
oh my God.
Right, because you have.
They see numbers. They just want spreadsheets of numbers.
And you have way better
and
metrics
graphs.
When it's like on a digital. Yeah, when it's on like
it
a website.
Because
like
I can watch it on my phone. You can watch it here. We can all watch it together.
Yeah.
We don't have to worry anymore.
But why does an award show need an online audience?
I
that doesn't make
with
any
you.
Sense.
Because
who gives
all
a
of,
shit?
It's all because it's all shareholders.
Yeah,
and everything's just numbers that mean
so
nothing.
They
mean nothing.
All right,
they mean nothing.
Yeah,
sorry, but it's
Why
so
do
dumb.
Why do they care if we watch the Oscars? We're gonna find out about it online the next day.
Because we're in control of what's good
Fine.
Movies.
It's
Jimmy.
Because of advertising.
Yeah,
they want to
yeah.
be able to market to the demographics appropriately.
That's all it is.
You guys want to talk about what happens when old people are involved in the Oscars?
No.
One of the most shocking moments. When you let
Shakespeare in love.
No, we're not there yet, Charles. when you let.
The gavel has spoken.
Is there another cat in here, though?
No, there's no more cats.
When
scared them all away.
When you let a geriatric fuck like Warren Beatty on stage to announce an award, and he can't read the words properly, like when...
Because
it's
rigged.
Write him in cursive. What are
it's
we
rigged.
Doing?
Because...
Trying to give him the really big font.
That's what
but
I mean.
Like,
don't put him in cursive. That's cruel.
That's one of the most
it
shocking
says,
moments.
La La Moonshine. I don't know what it is.
So that... In and of itself shows the public that it could be rigged, first of all.
Yeah.
Right? Which
it plants the doubt.
You already, like, you're already trying to get people to give a shit about art that they don't watch. So when it's like, no, wrong name said, you look like you're creating a bait and switch. But second to that, like, it just creates doubt in the whole process.
Well, what's interesting,
like,
too,
to your point of metrics and numbers and advertising, like,
yeah,
like it just
how
it,
does something and they still till this day
how do you screw this
did
up?
Not really explain it well. They're like, we had a third party agency that only deals with this stuff. Okay, but then how did they fuck it up? Well, it's just they did it, so now we're going to do it ourselves now. And it's like, okay, so many questions.
And that actually makes sense to me. They provide them with the list of winners that. That secondary party like produces the content, like the physical content that they're taking on stage,
the card or whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And
why are you not doing this all in house?
Because it's like,
it's insane.
You get
well,
a printing
you,
company.
You get a third party. Yeah. It's an accounting firm that's a third party verifier.
It's
it takes away.
But again,
it's
so they had that in the 30s when they were handing out these fucking
they've
things.
They've been having
no. Well, that's what I'm saying is it's bizarre that the 30s to the like what. 2010s.
So they wanted
no issues with this envelope.
They wanted
absolutely none.
They wanted to legitimize it outside.
But then in 2017, with interns and it spreadsheets and
Charles,
all this shit.
Like, Charles,
the envelope gets due for a mistake.
Insane.
I think that makes it more believable. Insane. The fact that it's only happened once makes it way more believable.
I agree. Yeah. And also
believable that it's a scheme.
No, believable that it's a true and honest mistake. Yeah.
The 30s,
regardless of it, it was ridiculous. It was so stupid.
The '30s were.
You had all those people up on there for the wrong award. Sorry, just
stupid.
The '30s.
Thank you. The '30s were a dinner in a hotel. Okay. They weren't advertised. They weren't shown. Like, you guys have to understand and give a break here. The '30s were about it's us. Then it started to become about advertising, and that's where it kind of started to get gross. Before, it was just a dinner, like a gala dinner that you show up to. You can go Google images of it.
Oh, no,
There's no production.
Not even everybody was allowed in.
There's no production quality to it. Then you started to get the criticism that this is just a bunch of, you know, asshole actors voting for themselves.
Patting each other on the back.
And patting each other on the back. So they
circle jerk
created a third party verifier so that it wasn't about that. And then it happened as a mistake, which then legitimizes Emily's point of it has been real for so long because they wanted it to be something that they weren't a part of. Like, it hasn't been
it just,
the opposite of that.
It just doesn't make any sense to me.
I'm the most cynical, right? You know this about me. Like, I'm the most cynical when it comes to why things happen, how they happen, what the reasons for them are, whatever, right? I think there's no... I can't think of a single reason why the Oscars would benefit from a
staged
version of that.
They don't. Like, it, and also,
so there
also
was,
Charles...
There
like,
was an element of it that they did.
Well, they
so
benefit.
Again,
they spun in.
It was the most talked about thing. Mm-hmm. It was the most tweeted. They made their own hashtag. But again, they're at that time, that was how they judged relevancy and popularity in terms of stock. I'm telling you guys, look this up again. These people in charge of these things are dumb as shit.
I know
they
want to
see
Charles,
graphs and stuff. So when they showed, look at what everyone is tweeting right now. Click this hashtag, and they see the same metrics that we see on a level. To them, there was a level of success because the Oscars, and they even admitted, had never been tweeted, had never been talked about, had never been memed more ever. Mm. And that, to them, is a fucking win.
That's a byproduct.
That's a huge win.
Charles, that's a byproduct.
It's a win.
Listen, it's a byproduct. It's not an attempt. You're confusing an attempt with what they capitalized on. Hang on, man. They capitalized on what happened. They didn't plan for that to happen because what is it? La La Land versus Moonlight.
But they
there
had
is
so
no...
many people from Moonlight on the stage
okay,
to do
to
their acceptance
agree to
award
disagree then, man.
Before they were like, oh, no, it's La La Land.
Agree to disagree.
So if it said Moonlight the whole time, why did it take so long for someone to find it saying, actually, oh, no, La La Land isn't anywhere written on
because
here.
You gave a 78-year-old Oscar voter the ability to go on stage and try to talk in front of something. You have an old man being
the
a fucking idiot.
Stupid.
Like, it was stupid, but it wasn't.
Thing was dumb.
Why do you think they would benefit from it being a white movie versus a black movie?
Why would
movie?
They let it continue as long as they did knowing it was wrong?
It
because they had to figure out what they're...
It's in real time. Cut some slack here, man. It's
I
in real
can't.
Time.
And when there's that money and involved and that
you've
many
put
people,
on a production before, right?
I know, but what I'm saying
when
is...
When it goes awry...
But the problem... I get it. The problem is they wanted to try and figure out how this happened, but that's not the priority. The priority right there is, oh, fuck,
how
it's
do
the
we
wrong...
Make-
announcement.
Oh, I so
and
I
they, somebody they, there right now, but it wasn't even someone from production.
I can pull
it was
video
La La
up.
Land.
I can
it was
pull...
the producer from La La Land who's like, it's the wrong thing. Why was it him?
Because
he doesn't work there.
I
it's ridiculous.
Put you
the whole
in,
thing's ridiculous.
I want you to think for a second about offering some grace and humility to a live performance where that's
to,
the first time
that
I
don't need to do that.
They're
too
I
rich
we
and
don't
famous
need to give
for
the Oscars
me to care.
Any credit.
Yeah, sorry. That's like saying give Will a break. He was defending his wife.
I think you're both right, actually. I do think it was probably an honest mistake, and I do think you're right that the reason they didn't correct it right away was because they had to figure out how to capitalize on that moment to make it something good. Like, spin it. How do we get some good out of this?
Oh,
yeah. They
were
more concerned about not taking ownership, but like, oh, how do we go whoopsie-daisy and everyone laughs?
Yeah.
Like, but it was crazy because it was
because that's what
get
humiliating.
That egg off your face.
It was humiliating.
Humans do when they're idiots.
Everyone from Moonlight was on stage ready, and then it was like half of Moonlight, all of La La Land, because like it was humiliating.
Yeah.
For the wrong people. It should have been humiliating for the organizers.
Yes.
Taking ownership. But they made it humiliating for all those people.
Okay, sure.
And well, again, from the perspective of just looking at the internet, shit.
So, like, it's happened in other places. Remember when Miss America, when he announced, what's his name, announced the
Steve
wrong
Harvey.
Winner? Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
announced the wrong winner
funny.
For Miss America.
Yeah, he went right away and was like, I fucked up.
This is what people like to do. They like to jump down the throats of those above them because it feels good. And that's what I'm saying. The problem is with this conversation is that it's an old man. They made the mistake of putting him on stage. Yes, they capitalized on it to make themselves look good because it's the Oscars. Mm-hmm. They're all in their nines. They all want to look like an idiot.
For sure.
But they also don't want to look like an idiot on purpose. That is anti to the human condition. They're all on camera. They all show up to look as good as possible, to eat as little as possible.
Letting Will slap him and then giving him an Oscar
because they're
later
fucking
was
dealing
pretty,
with actors.
Was pretty
like,
dumb. It was pretty dumb.
The most unpredictable like group of people potentially in the world.
Yes,
right?
But again, they could have prevented that.
You're giving
he slapped Chris Rock, and then 30 minutes later, still give him his Oscar.
That's
to a
different.
Standing ovation.
That's different.
I don't think it is.
I think it's different.
That's calculated.
What I think is different is
they
I think
stopped that.
I think Warren Beatty made a mistake. I think Will Smith intended to do that, and their reaction to Will Smith is worse than the reaction to La La.
Yeah, I do agree with you 100% for sure.
That for sure. Like Will,
because again, they still awarded the bad guy.
Exactly, you yeah. awarded bad behavior.
They're like, but you can't come back for 10 years. But then we'll nominate you again.
But also,
it's
like,
this is where I think you're right.
It's
like,
ridiculous.
Like I agree with you that the idea that they will always try to spin something in their narrative is totally plausible. I think they spun a mistake into the best thing that they possibly could for the La La Land incident. I think they reacted horribly and chose morally wrong when they reacted to the Will Smith thing.
Yeah.
I think they're capable of both. I just think one started differently than the other.
But
that's where I think
disagree. I think the fact that they still gave Will Smith his award, again, then goes against the idea that this mistake was on purpose because that was already chosen. It was already set. And so they didn't make their change on the fly. Like, they went with what was audited, selected, and so if they had the ability in a more simple way to make those changes on the fly, then they probably would have.
But it's the same thing as, like,
it's the same but different.
If Roman Polanski steps on American soil, we'll arrest him, but we got to give him that Oscar that we owe him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do they let him go to the awards, or do they arrest him right
off
the plane?
That's fucking crazy.
Absolutely.
I think they let him go to the awards.
That's fucking nuts.
But they should never have nominated. He should never be nominated.
I fully agree with you. Not only should he not be nominated, he should have won.
But
a lot of people consciously voted. Well, this rapist. He made a good movie though.
But
that's crazy.
If the award belongs to him after he's been nominated, when he shouldn't have been,
right? Do they give it to him?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
But like they revoked. Like, okay, I know the Grammys and the Oscars are different, but same high caliber. In terms of, like, importance of getting this award. The whole Milli Vanilli thing. As soon as they realized that whole thing was a sham, give us those Grammys back.
You can
and
absolutely
they took them back.
Revoke awards.
So that's
it's a made-up thing
but
that
they,
you invented.
But they nominated and got him to win, already knowing he was a full rapist and couldn't come and get the award.
If the Oscars sitting there and being like, we can't do that.
And then
it's like, you're the reason you can't.
Right. And then Adrian Brody wins, and he's like, hey, Roman, couldn't have done this without you. And you're like, oh.
Yes, you could have.
Oh,
okay.
In fact, all right. You should
all right.
have.
Oh shit!
You probably just should
have. DDL wouldn't have done that.
I love you, by the way. Like, I'm not mad. I'm just passionate. But like, this is interesting because it's same but different, right? Like, because I think they should have said in the Will Smith scenario, I think they should have said if you're going to accept this award, like we're going to go with what's in the envelope. But they had way more time to be like, we need to clarify this. If you want this award, you need to apologize right the fuck now. I think they should have bribed him with that Oscar and been like.
But he half did.
Did he?
Yeah.
And also.
Like, I don't remember that moment.
I don't remember
he mentioned one little thing. He didn't direct it to Chris Rock. He said, remember, I'm a passionate person. If people disagree.
If people disagree with how I behaved,
it's just.
In character.
I'm a passionate person and I love my wife.
He was in
that was his bullshit
behavior.
Way.
That's not.
That was his bullshit way of taking accountability for it.
Okay, so.
I'm just saying, again, like.
So, I had a point and now I lost it.
I have that daily.
Oh, no. It's something about Will Smith and
you can still watch
him,
The Fresh Prince.
Bribing him for his award.
I don't think it's the same guy.
Don't you think? I don't know.
I think it's a different.
Then we, if he's going to apologize.
Multiverse.
I know what it was. They hadn't, like, in that time span of time between when it happened and when the award was awarded, they probably didn't have enough information. Then this is, again, me back to being cynical about how people.
Perceived it.
We're going to perceive the outcome.
Because they're thinking, wow, he defended his wife.
Yeah,
I think we all thought
so
it was.
We don't know what kind of.
I thought it was a bit.
But people online immediately were like,
got him to apologize, right? And they hadn't gauged public reaction yet, and public was on his side, then they would have lost
right.
some
and
face,
on
some
YouTube,
face.
They'll know those
but
numbers
think,
in real time.
I think at the end
and
of the
YouTube,
day.
And on YouTube, they'll know those numbers in real time.
I think they'll see them spiking.
You can throw up a poll, right?
I think at the end of the day, if they really care about integrity.
Well, they don't, obviously.
Right. Because if they did and whatnot, it would be like, we don't stand by any kind
of whatever.
I think we've agreed
there's no integrity.
No matter the intention. Because the way it was handled was ridiculous.
What they should have done was
ridiculous.
Say, they should have escorted him out then and there.
You're
and then
gone
they should
now.
Have, they should have given him the award and like fucking Jada.
He's going to zoom
Jada
in.
Jada could come up and get it for him or something.
He's going to zoom in
the
from the parking
son.
Lot. He's not allowed in, but he's in the parking lot. We're going to zoom him in and he can make his acceptance. But what I'm saying, like, it's just in that time. Like, again, this wasn't.
Can we just say Chris Rock was an awful host?
Yeah.
That was a terrible.
I
was going to say
hosted,
episode of the
just,
Oscars.
I think he just.
Wasn't he just a presenter?
Yeah, he was just a presenter.
Thank God.
He didn't host that one.
No,
but it was
no, he
terrible.
Didn't host that one.
The whole thing
he
was.
He just did a bad job.
I think it was a Kimmel. I think that was a Kimmel year.
And if
that
you're making. And it makes the whole thing.
Like
all
Conan
of these things makes the whole thing into a farce, right?
Yeah.
And if you want us to take it seriously, then you need to choose your awardees appropriately.
Yeah,
right.
Not nominate rapists.
Why is Chris Rock there?
The funniest thing is at the end of the day. It's supposed to be about a movie and a performance. Nobody knows what he won for. Nobody watched it.
No.
I didn't see King Richard.
Is that what it was? It was,
yeah, it was
he
King
was
Richard.
Playing the Williams.
Serena Williams.
But he,
dad.
To your point, he used the fact that he's like, King Richard was a very passionate man. I'm a like
that's
he
what it
tried
was.
To
he
pull a parallel.
He was
oh
just,
yeah,
he
you
was,
met King Richard,
again,
did you?
It's the way that you say it's the way that you're basically you're
I know
saying,
I was talking about him like he was the actual king.
No, I mean him though. Like
what's that bullshit about I'm sorry you felt that
yeah,
way.
That's not a true
that's
no,
what
an
it
apology.
Is.
No.
I'm sorry that you felt that way, but
it's your
I,
problem, not mine.
Yes,
I'm sorry
that's
you're hurt by my action.
Yeah.
Not accountability.
Yeah.
Okay.
But also, I get an award.
You brought up. Let's go to. We've done two big moments.
DDL.
Well done for us guys. I think that's the most passionate I think we've ever kind of gotten.
That's great.
About a thing.
That's great.
I like it.
That's
I like
great.
It. Okay.
Debate.
You brought this up. This one blows my mind because it's about the merit. It's about the idea that you can't give this award to this person and not give this award for the same thing. And it's the Saving Private Ryan, Shakespeare in Love. I don't know if you know this, listener, but when you nominate these things, you can kind of see, if you watch as much as we have, or in Charles's case, he refuses to, and finds out from all of us the next day. Fuck it. Fuck it, he says. But like,
maybe on YouTube.
It's all about the medium. It's not
that's
about
right.
the message.
That's right. That's right.
But if you give the best director award to somebody, it makes sense that if that guy is the best at what he does,
they made the best movie.
They made the best movie as well. But this one year, what year was it? What was 90?
I'm looking right now. I think it's 98. Let me just double check here.
Yeah,
that's Shakespeare in Love.
Okay.
It is, right?
Yeah.
Shakespeare in Love
hilarious.
Wins Best Picture, a romantic comedy about, you know, a womanizing playwright, and goes up against the most spectacular display of wartime carnage.
The Thin Red Line.
The Thin Red Line. The Terrence Malick movie, The Thin Red Line. No, Saving Private Ryan. And you just go, what? Like, what? I still go, what the fuck? Emily, like, you've seen both.
Yeah. So I need to preface this with I don't like war movies.
Okay.
So I don't mind movies that center around conflict, like actual conflict. I don't like
right.
movies that are about at real wars. Like I don't like watching.
Feels like it's glorifying.
Yeah, and yeah. I don't like getting entertained by
people's real life suffering.
People's real life like suffering, exactly. So that's, although I say that in the one breath and the next I'm like obsessed with true crime. So I don't know, maybe.
Fair
but there's
enough.
Something about like
Ugh,
but
we're
like,
all hypocrites in
there's
a way.
Something about war movies and like war TV
I'm
shows
flawed.
And stuff like that I just I've never really like I'll watch
it's not what you like, and that's
I'll watch
okay.
them sometimes, but it's fine. So I did see both. Shakespeare in Love is not a good movie. Just like there's nothing about it that
like,
I enjoyed, honestly. And so And but Saving Private Ryan, I could understand. I can understand why it was well done and why it was like incredible and big and amazing. I just think maybe what happened here is that the Oscars were like, there's a sort of feel good movie, and then there's like an aggressively like awful, not that it's an awful movie, but like a movie about something so awful and like violent and whatever. And they probably were just like, well, let's make it fluffy today.
You're being not
Have
cynical.
You guys seen the other movies that were nominated? Elizabeth, Life is Beautiful, and the Thin Red Line. What do you think?
Roberto Benigni, Life is Beautiful?
Yeah, that's an incredible movie. And what's wild is it's two big war movies, because Life is Beautiful is a different perspective on the same war. So
it was their Paul Blart:Kmann Observe and Report.
100%.
Wow.
I guess so.
That's why we're us.
You also had Truman Show, too, which is like... was that nominated for Best Picture? Is he director?
It
wasn't.
Was not.
So another weird one. So they nominated the director.
That really should have been.
Sorry, right. I'm not up on the page.
And that's
this is when they only had five.
So they nominated Peter Weir for the Truman Show for directing.
Yeah.
But did not nominate it for Best Picture.
And that's
very weird.
Interesting, looking back on the Truman Show, it was kind of the birth of like what we consume in media now, right? Like the idea of this Big Brother or Survivor. 100%.
And you know Jim was not
just
nominated.
Watching people all the time.
Yeah, and just watching what they do and like you're
vlogging.
And so I think the cultural relevance of the Truman Show has actually
developed over time. Couldn't make it now.
Yeah, well, because it wouldn't
nobody
be
would
interesting.
Give a shit.
You'd be like, I do this on a Thursday.
Exactly. Also,
but you also did already make it with EdTV.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Oh, EdTV's so good. Also, very weird, Ed Harris nominated for Best Supporting Actor for Truman Show.
I think that's a great...
No nominee for Jim.
Very weird.
That is a weird choice.
Very weird.
He was too funny at this point.
Ed Harris is in it for like 5 minutes.
No, they don't nominate it. A comedian couldn't do a serious role.
But like, also, I will say, Best Actor is pretty stacked.
Yeah.
Roberto Benigni won, which very deserved.
The jumping up on...
Yeah, all the chairs.
All the chairs. Losing his mind.
Tom Hanks
so
for
cute.
Saving Private Ryan, which he was amazing.
Yeah, he was so good.
Ian McKellen in Gods and Monsters.
Oh my
God. Unreal. The only one that I'm like, wild card? Never seen this movie and bizarre. Nick Nolte?
Affliction.
Just reading that name, I'm like, reading Nick Nolte, I'm like, really? In the 90s?
I've got the Prince of Tides and Warrior is my Nick Nolte
reference.
Prince of
Tides, oh my God.
I mean, those are my two.
Edward Norton in American History X. Like,
oh my God.
Okay, so
that
was pretty stacked.
That was a great performance.
But Jim deserved a nomination.
For sure he did. For sure. I would have picked him over Nick Nolte. That's why I'm like, I got to watch this Affliction.
I'm actually surprised we're talking about Saving Private Ryan and Shakespeare in Love, and we're not talking about American History X.
I agree. I agree. So that's another good point is for Best Picture.
Yeah, that's really great.
So you don't have it. Let me see. I don't think it was
nominated
for Best Picture.
What a viscerally upsetting movie that is. Like, it is.
Yeah. It was one of the first movies I
saw
that I was like, there's no happy ending sometimes.
No, I know. And that's, I actually.
So not nominated.
That's crazy.
Not nominated.
That's crazy. Because of all the movies we've talked about here, that's the one that's had the most staying power for me. Like, the biggest impression. Like, it's not a rewatch because it's like horrifying.
But so it's one of those, you know what it is? I own it.
You get it, though, when you watch it.
I've only seen it a few times, but I remember buying it because I'm like, this is an important part of film. Like, this is a film.
Not according to the Oscars, brother.
Taught in school. Like, it's just so important. You know what I mean? Like,
can I interrupt and we can talk about ladies for a second here?
Ladies!
So, Shakespeare in Love cleans up with supporting and best actress.
Why?
With Judi Dench and Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh,
now,
right.
You've got Cate Blanchett as Elizabeth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, one of the most...
You'd think that would
but
be...
But I think Elizabeth was...
Elizabeth is the fucking Braveheart.
But I think Elizabeth was their Oscar bait that year. Like, I think that was a big...
So. But you're right. That's the idea. Like, oh, this will probably win.
Yeah.
Then
you've got
Meryl Streep in One True Thing, which I haven't seen, and Emily Watson. But both Meryl Streep and Emily Watson. Like,
I would love to see the gambling
I don't need
for
sure. I don't need to see their movies to know that Gwyneth Paltrow's portrayal as Juliet is a piece of trash. Like, I fucking hate that movie cleaned up. Even
Judi
Dench.
This is pre-Goop.
Even Judi Dench is the queen. It's the same Elizabeth, guys. We've got two Elizabeths nominated in two different movies.
Yeah, that was wild.
Right?
I remember that was so
And don't
weird.
Get me wrong. Judi Dench, you can have all the Oscars.
For
like,
sure.
Absolutely. Just this
but
movie
that
wasn't
one?
It.
Yeah, like I was telling
this is industry supporting itself bullshit that you're talking about, right?
Yeah,
like the prop the game.
Remember I was telling you we had a good conversation. I was like, it also annoys me how there's a lot of directors and a lot of actors that either didn't get nominated, didn't win, but the ones they end up doing, you're like, I think that was just because they were like, you deserve it at this point.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying it was bad. I'm not saying it was bad, but it was like, that's not your masterpiece. You've had your masterpiece already, but they're like, it's
your turn now. The third Lord of the Rings movie, Return of the King, winning instead of Two Towers.
According to them, that's his masterpiece?
That's
insane.
That's horseshit.
It is horseshit. It is.
Return of the King's a great movie. It's not better than Two Towers.
But I agree with you fully.
It's easy to swallow.
Two Towers is the best one. It was also like
Empire Strike Back versus Return of the Jedi.
It was also what Emily and I said. It was their last chance to nominate him and get him to win for it.
Yeah.
So they're like, we got to do it with this one because it's the last
that,
one.
But that's that series,
it's so stupid.
That trilogy deserves Oscars.
It does. 100%. Yeah. But it was all on the third
but
one.
But it was just, applied in the wrong place.
Yeah.
Or maybe is it that they had to make sure, like, you know, you want to wait to make sure that, like, every part of it feels continued.
Right. Now you deserve it.
But that's not fair, just because they get three movies. And
right. And at the end of the day, say the first one's good, the other ones suck, it doesn't mean you shouldn't watch
the first
one. That
doesn't mean Two Towers isn't great.
Right, keep going. Just keep going, right?
Yeah. But that's
some people
that
like
that's if Two Towers doesn't win, it doesn't, then they just shouldn't win it.
And I agree.
And that's just the way it is.
It should be what is the best.
Right.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit about
you
what
made the best
subject.
One second.
Right.
I'm sorry, the third
who
one isn't
cares?
As good.
Back to my point of you gave it to Spielberg for director, but you didn't give the director the best picture.
Right.
Right.
But
how
what
does
was,
that make
and
how
sense?
How do you comprehend that? And now I know that category votes category. Best pictures, producers, best directors are directors, right? Like for like. But still,
I think
how do you not see it?
I think it was also an Oscar moment to go viral before that was a thing. Because also, too, what's funny is if you look at the marketing for both movies, that year, even before the Oscar noms came out, Saving Private Ryan was being marketed as like, the movie you need to stop, skip work and go see this movie. Nobody's depicted war like, do you know what I mean? It was like, this is history. This is blah, blah, blah. Shakespeare in Love was like very cute.
Yeah.
Like the reviews were like, oh, it's cute.
Like I remember
and
my parents
blah, blah, blah.
Being like, oh, we're going to rent Shakespeare in Love.
Right.
You know, it
right.
won an Oscar.
And then that winning Best Picture is the Oscars being like, if you should watch anything, watch Shakespeare
that's
in Love.
Said, yeah.
It's very weird.
It's
like,
so weird.
Are we not talking about the one obvious elephant in the room, though?
Hmm. Weinstein.
Weinstein, thank you.
Yeah.
That is a Weinstein run.
Yeah.
That is Weinstein's era. You're like, what are you doing, man? Like, how are you doing so many different genres and doing it?
That's why Ben Affleck shows up in it.
It's because he's sexually abusing voting members, I think.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
there's some fucking thing there.
Yeah,
like,
how
do you get that run?
Yeah, it was wild. It was wild.
Miramax just showed everybody that you could do it cheap and well.
Yeah.
Titanic was the year before.
Yeah, that was wild. That was a wild year, too.
And then Shakespeare in Love.
Leo's big rob.
Imagine putting those two, like, one year Titanic wins, and then the next year it's Shakespeare in Love.
Like those aren't
movies,
the same.
It's like me putting up, like, art on my wall, and one is, like, a famous artist, and the other one is, like, the banana my kid drew when she was two.
Yeah.
Like,
Or you like, a sketch you did drunk.
Yeah,
you're
and
like,
I'm like, these
look at
your
that.
Kid,
these,
just
yeah.
a kid.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, these are equally fabulous.
Yeah, they have the same weight of value on me.
Exactly.
No, it's very funny, right? Like, again, and I remember,
doesn't make any
sense.
And
sometimes the Oscars, to me, hurts the quality of what it is. Like, I watched Shakespeare in Love after they told me to.
Yeah.
And then I watched it, and I was like, what? This one?
Here's what.
Fuck this movie.
Take another bath.
I think I know where you and I are at odds, because we both come from the same place. But I come, you have seen damage where I still see trying to save something that I loved.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
I
love it, so I see their attempt in trying
optimism
to save
it. Cynicism.
But even Scary Movie 100%. Mocked it. Remember, Scary Movie even spoofed it. That's the movie Brenda's watching in the theater that's pissing everyone off.
Yeah.
I'm watching Shakespeare in Love, girl.
She's like, unraveling
it's so
her
good,
pork chop.
And she's like, don't go in the room. And it's because they're having this meet cute moment, but she's seeing it as
like
a horror.
Like it's a horror movie?
Yeah.
Jimmy, you get another one. Are you going to go with an award, or are you going to go with a moment?
I mean, I'm just looking through these, like, these years before and looking at, like, I've never seen The English Patient.
Oh, it's a waste of time.
A little bit was filmed here, by the way.
I read.
But is it better than
I'm
going to
be that person.
Fargo?
I read the book.
Was the book good?
Okay. No. We have
like
at least somebody who knows the source material.
I didn't really like the movie.
We don't talk about books, Emily.
The book was fine. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those ones that you, like, read it because it's a classic. Sort of like
an
important part of literature. And I'm a reader. And so it's just like I like to have those pieces of like
the
zeitgeist. Debaters.
And I totally respect that. Like if someone's like, these are movies you should watch to blah blah blah, I will do that.
And it was fine.
Yeah.
But I mean it's not, I don't like
it didn't stand out to me in a positive
way. It's a better book than The Hunger Games, but I've reread The
Hunger
Games,
Games
a thousand times, right?
I love that. It's so true.
Okay, so like, third it's not better than Fargo. It's not better than Jerry Maguire.
Okay, is this what year is this?
This is 96.
Jerry Maguire was great. Fargo was great.
Fargo is one of my top movies of all time. Fargo is like right up there, but it's because
Fargo won Best Picture.
Not quite horror, but it's like
no.
You don't think it was digestible
enough? Francis McDormand won.
It's weird.
If you want Best Picture for 96, if that's what
I know, Francis McDormand won.
Mel Gibson won for Braveheart.
Okay, that's fair. That was a great.
No, sorry, Michael, that was 95.
Am I 95? Whoops. Okay.
But Fargo won Best Picture.
You're right.
Babe should have won that year.
Oh, Babe is so good.
Was it Babe or Babe Pig in the City?
No, Babe.
No, just Babe.
Just Babe.
Okay. Such a good movie.
Babe Pig in the City should have won.
La, la, la. Fucking
Bob
love that
Pig. M.U.
Oh, I love it.
But Apollo 13, too. Like, Braveheart was great, historically very inaccurate.
Oh,
that's why I don't
very
think,
historically
well, that's why
inaccurate.
I don't think Argo should have won, because they just wiped the whole Canadian part of that.
They mentioned it
they don't.
There's like a montage where they're teaching them how to say Toronto.
Yeah, that's right.
Toronto.
That's right.
They just took every single part of what made that story awesome.
I don't get why they did that
either.
That's
also a weird one for a Best Picture.
I agree.
Yeah.
It was great.
But they don't.
It's a fun movie.
I loved it.
It's a fun movie. But is it a Best Picture?
I thought so. I had a great time.
Power thing. And they just took it.
You know
what
it was?
It's what they did with Heated Rivalry.
It was one of those.
It's an HBO original, my ass.
It was one of those movies that I did watch with my parents, and we did feel like that was really good.
Yeah.
We all had fun.
Yeah.
So I was like, thanks, Best Picture.
Yeah, it is. You know what?
I was thinking, you know what I mean? It was like
Shut
one of those
up,
where I was like,
it is fun.
Thanks, Best Picture.
It is fun.
Yeah,
but it's not
Canadian
great.
Enough.
Great.
Yeah, that was weird, though. My dad, the same time, that was his gripe. He's a big history guy. That's why he was into it.
I gotta
it.
Talk to your dad.
But my dad at the end was just like, yeah, he was really angry.
I'm pretty
about
sure
that.
This was Canadian.
Because I think it does do one of those stupid things at the end where it shows the real people and says the
real
facts.
Yeah.
And it's all like in Canada and this and that. You're like, but they didn't do that.
We would be the worst Winnipeg podcast in the history of Oscar conversations to not mention that we get
we're
to say
one.
That Anna Paquin is from Winnipeg.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she won. She's the youngest Oscar winner?
Wins at age 11.
That's nuts.
Second youngest. Yeah.
Second
was
youngest.
Tatum O'Neill, I believe.
Later, The whale one?
No, Tatum O'Neill won.
Tatum O'Neill won.
She was like nine or something.
She was the youngest. Yes.
There
was and then, yeah.
But
Anna, what was it, the piano?
The piano that she won.
Never
for.
Saw
I don't know that one.
Never seen it either.
And the only reason Anna Paquin was born here was her mom went into labor here on a layover.
Doesn't matter.
Like going to Greenland. They were going to Greenland, and she went into labor here, and they're like,
well, guess she's from Winnipeg now.
Her birth certificate is from Winnipeg.
So what's fascinating, everybody at home, that is how everyone from Winnipeg is born here.
Yeah, by mistake.
That's right. We were all flying to Greenland.
Is it The Simpsons that says we were born here? What's your excuse?
Yeah.
What do we think about Marissa Tomei's win?
Marissa Tomei can have whatever she wants.
100%.
I didn't know that there was controversy. I thought that was amazing.
What did she win for?
Incredible.
She won for My Cousin Vinny.
Oh, yeah. Of course
and
she
should have won for that.
Yeah, why can't she have that?
She's amazing.
A lot of people think that she doesn't deserve it because she wasn't like a main character in the movie, or
because
she
was played her role well?
Because it was like a silly movie.
No, but there's
a
controversy. There is an actual controversy to that. It was supposed to be someone else.
I'll get you the.
And something happened, and they gave it to Marissa Tomei.
That is one of the most memorable scenes in any movie ever.
When she testifies at the
end. When she's testifying,
right.
She's talking about the
and
car
why
and like, the wheels.
Don't the tires
and,
match
yeah.
up to the blah, blah,
and like
blah.
How long it takes to cook grits and stuff.
Right.
Like it's just such
she's
a great.
She's one of the best actresses of all time.
She's amazing.
Remember
also,
when she showed up in The Wrestler like fucking decades
she's
later?
Amazing.
And
she's...
it was like, oh wow.
Yeah.
She's so incredible still.
She is so good. And she's like never in the news. You like she just like shows up.
Does her job.
Kicks ass.
Hot Aunt May. She's one of the best Aunt May.
So hot.
Hot Aunt May.
So,
I mean, for
hang
me.
On, hang on.
Third hottest Aunt May.
So she was up against
Sally
Rosemary
Fields.
Rosemary Harris.
Don't you talk about Rosemary.
Guys, she was up against Joan Plowright, Miranda Richardson, and Vanessa Redgrave.
And,
give it to Tomei.
But Tomei, but I don't know any
and
of the
Judy
movies.
Davis.
What were the movies that those people were
Dame
in?
Judy Davis?
I'll bring it up. Hang on there.
If she ain't Dame, I don't care.
Because I remember My Cousin Vinny. I own My Cousin Vinny. Yeah. I don't think I own any of those.
That's right, Charles.
Movies.
Well, that's so fascinating about these conversations is like what movies actually stood the test of time.
Okay, Judy Davis, Husbands and Wives, Joan Plowright, Enchanted April, Vanessa Redgrave, Howard's End, and Miranda Richardson.
I don't know any of these.
Haven't seen any of them.
Howard's End's the only one I even know of.
I haven't seen any of these. But My Cousin Vinny, I've seen it a thousand times.
It's not, you're right. The controversy is
But is it great just because it's on cable all the time?
Probably.
No, because...
That's why I love Independence Day.
Because it's amazing, Jimmy. They don't put crap on the cable
anymore.
She just, in the middle of the afternoon.
She just wins against a bunch of titans. That's the big
upset. You know what it was? That's what it was. And she was. This was her young in the industry. She was breaking out.
Emma Stone's got two.
But you know what it was? She was the Jennifer Lawrence of her time.
Her biological clock was not ticking.
She was a baby. Look at Jennifer Lawrence. She did like, what? Her first big movie wins an Oscar. And then two movies later, wins another Oscar,
Her first big movie was the...
Winter's Bone.
No, no. Her first big movie was...
Bone. Get there. We're behind you.
Wasn't it like...
Pull deep!
McLovin?
No, that's Emma Stone.
That's Emma Stone.
But same thing. Emma Stone, like, what, maybe few years in the scene really doing movies, wins an
Oscar.
Yeah, right? Like,
it's a great movie.
So what I'm saying is, like, she just showed, like, again, maybe that's more based on the talent.
I agree. I think that's what it is. I think it's a comedy.
She's a comedy.
It's not a serious movie.
But she's so
It's got Ralph Macchio in it. Yeah. Like, it's not
Hell
serious.
Yeah, it does.
He was great.
They're all great. I love that fucking movie.
Even the judge.
So
the judge was in
the Utes. The two Utes.
I'm sorry, Mr. VT.
It looks like they just went with like they took the performance and they were like, which one is the one that we enjoyed the most? And so sometimes I feel
sometimes that wins.
Sometimes the Oscars get it right.
They take everything else out of it.
Like, I liked this most.
Yeah, they take everything else out of it, all the politics and whatever, and they're just like this. This tickled my funny bone.
When that woman with the giant glasses is like, I saw it, and he's like, from how far? And she says like 20 meters, and he only goes 10, and she's like, proves she can't see shit.
Yeah.
I was like, this guy's amazing.
Great
That's
movie.
How you do shit.
Absolute, totally
yeah, it's
deserving.
Great. It's great.
We were talking about this the other night when we were planning for this. What people know and what people didn't see, maybe, here's a little bit of trivia for you, but there was a moment where Marlon Brando, Mr. I Only Recite My Lines Off Robert Duvall's Chest, won for Best Actor for Godfather. And he sent, who did he send, Jimmy? Pull up her name. He sent an indigenous woman.
Little Feather is how I know her.
Well done.
And he sent her to claim the award on his behalf because he was upset about something that was happening to her tribe lands at the time.
Yeah,
and to indigenous people as a whole.
He didn't send her to claim it. He sent her to turn it down.
That's right. Yes. Sorry. Yes.
On his behalf.
On his behalf. Thank you.
And she was so young. She was just like a teenager, I think.
19 or something crazy like that?
And she already was like, it was such a scary thing to be there. There were like no indigenous like representation there at all.
She just walked up on stage by herself.
By herself. She was abandoned by Marlon Brando, first of all. That's insane. Do your own dirty work, motherfucker.
That's right.
And so he used her as a prop.
Thank you.
He used her as like he just used her in like the most horrible ways to do something that
it propped him up, but it did not prop her up.
No, and he should have done it on if that's what he believed in.
Yeah. I agree.
He should have gone up there and stuck it to the Academy. Yeah.
Brought her with him and said, here's her story.
And
is
that would have made a bigger impact because it's him, one of that committee or people, fighting back.
And
sending this poor girl
into
against
a place
the fucking wolves.
Where she was already like feeling unwelcome.
That's what I'm saying. Like you're sending prey into the wolves
well,
and you're like,
horrifying.
Good
luck. The flip side of the story for you listeners.
The Duke.
You don't know. The Duke. Mr. John fucking Wayne.
Well, listen here, little lady.
Oh, didn't he, like, tell her not
I'm
to get...
Kill
no, he
ya.
Screamed at her, and they had to hold him back because he was going to fucking attack her.
There's a tussle that you can kind of see that she's aware of, and he's...
Truly just a
stage
huge
left.
Piece of shit.
He was also,
moving.
Like, yeah, he's Absolute. Super drunk already.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pissed himself. Like, he was a mess.
This was...
Oh, he was a mess.
He's Bradley Cooper in A Star of Our...
Literally.
Born.
Literally. Like, literally. It was
absolutely
fucked.
Horrifying. Horrifying.
And this is where I do not defend the same thing that I absolutely love to watch every year, is because, like, A, you shouldn't have let it happen.
Right.
No. If we're talking about the BAFTAs and
that's
what
I'm
happened
saying.
There.
Like, what is
you
that?
You guys put this award on. Like,
what is that? For
one night, stop being performative.
Yeah.
If you want your art to speak for itself, be as real as you possibly can be. right? Show up in your fucking PJs. Let's not talk about who's wearing who, yeah. right? And let the art be as much about the night as possible, because when you do shit like this, you get performative, like, and then you lose my respect, and then I have a hard time defending you.
Put all the cinematographers in the front, the best international movie. Put all those guys in the front. Like, all those people, put them in the front. All you assholes that live here,
you have to.
Going all the way to the back.
You have to walk all the way down.
Yeah, you're going all the way to the back. Yeah. And we are going to play you out probably halfway to you getting to the stage, like we did that.
Yeah.
So, like, how about do that? Because at the end of the day, if you go up to anybody that's a movie lover, who's your favorite cinematographer, the average person's like, huh?
Like, right. if you
know the Kardashians,
if
right?
you really do care about the work, then you know it's not about the viewership.
Yeah.
So then it doesn't matter how many people tune in.
Right.
It's about you guys, because the SAG Awards don't get the coverage.
Yeah.
Right? The BAFTAs did for the wrong reason. But, like, nobody else gets the fucking glow that the Grammys, the Oscars, the Emmys.
Which, another thing, too, the BAFTAs thing, I know we talked about a little bit, but, again, two-hour delay thing, like, there's another conscious decision into all of that.
That's where
a thought process that there needs to be.
And then
you can't have that much money and that many people involved and no one is thinking.
And this ties in to me a little bit, because this again is using people as props.
Yes.
Using people
producing results.
Yeah. Using people to like make some sort of
a room full of producers
point.
Being nice.
I agree.
Always
that's pretty hard.
It's always marginalized people.
It is,
Like, it's never,
like, I feel bad for the Tourette's community having been involved in the tabloids for something as stupid as this.
But and I love the jokes.
Bad for the Tourette's community.
Right.
I feel bad for the black community.
For sure.
You know, like
all
of it.
Right.
Like it's and
so
just in
there's
the same
so many
way
parties
that this,
involved.
they took a woman, an actress, and they used her as a political prop, and that's horrible. And it just, ugh.
And then John Wynn was trying to kill her.
I hate it.
That's insane.
He was playing.
Again, these people have too much money, too much notoriety, too much power. Hence why, like, again, Weinstein is one of all of them.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but, like, a good 80% of that industry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, is dirtbags. Yeah. They need to be. They shouldn't be
it's
treated like gods.
You know, it's a kitchen in the same way that a lot of the staff gets sexually assaulted, and it's
the same way
that they all just scream at each other.
Yeah, right. It's like right. It's like waiting.
And
it's
while
like
we're
waiting.
And while we're talking about kitchens and screaming, why was The Menu not nominated for an Academy Award?
I know, no performances, no cinematography.
Oh, because they
mind blowing.
Mind blowing movie.
It's one of the most. It's such a beautifully filmed movie, right?
Gorgeous, beginning to end. I can only say. That's ever happened with one other movie in my whole entire life. I watched it. I finished it. I went, huh, and I watched it again.
Redo.
That's right.
I think the award show has sadly become, and I think let's maybe switch gears here for a second, because we've done Shocking, we've done whatever. Let's do improvements maybe in like good times. So
watch them.
Well, no, I remember a time when Billy Crystal was the guy.
Yeah.
You know,
wasn't
that
him, Robin, and Whoopi?
They used to do it like comedy relief or comic relief.
Yeah, and then they did the Oscars one
They've
year.
They've done them all
sure. yeah,
like
yeah,
side
yeah.
by side or together sometimes.
Yeah.
But the Billy Crystal years, it seems they've remembered that with Conan. Conan is now bringing back what was the musical numbers and
How
the silliness.
How long did Billy do it for?
I think Billy
he
did
like
it three
run?
Times, I think, at least.
He no
did
more. He
you
had.
Think so?
I think he's had like closer to 10, but it's been random.
Oh,
like
I
he's
see
had
what
like
mean.
3 years
he's
on.
Starting from
so
the
good.
70s, probably,
he
yeah.
was so well,
you know which
good.
One was really memorable for me, and it was very Billy Crystal.
And R2?
was, I think it was 2008. It was Hugh Jackman, the year he hosted.
Yeah.
Because he opened up with a musical number, because again, that's when he was breaking into Broadway.
Yes.
And he made Wolverine jokes all throughout.
Yeah.
And it was when Mickey Rourke was nominated because they had
the
a bunch
wrestler,
of banter. Yeah.
Nine
that was
times.
A really good year.
Nine times,
eh?
Yeah.
Holy 90 shit.
To 93, then 97, 98, 2000, 2004, and then 2012.
Right.
And he's so funny.
He hosted the year of Saving Private Ryan because he was blown away when
That's
Shakespeare
right.
in Love. He was just like, he was like, hurry up. Hurry up and get it now. They might have made a mistake.
This might be
go now. Go now.
This is the first of La La Land.
I agree with you, Mike. They need to go even further. They should bring back Bob Hope.
Oh, my God.
From the
how
grave.
How many times did Bob do it? Jimmy, how many times did Bob do it?
19 times.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
From 1932 to 1960.
But, like, Billy Crystal always did such a great job of punching up.
Yes.
With his jokes, you know, like,
yeah.
So he was funny and he was witty and like all the stuff, but he was never
did the job.
Mean.
He also opened up with like a movie, like spoofing the movies.
Yeah.
It was like a clip.
He brought the first
where
of
he
the Jimmy
spoof.
Kimmel spoofs.
He spoofed the Forrest, he spoofed
and the Jimmy
Forrest
Fallon
Gump.
Spoofs
and
stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. He would open up and he would bring like big actors in it that were either nominated or just like, whoa. And like, yeah.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, he really started that kind of, that style of like, you know what I mean? And like, yeah, Billy Crystal was great. He was really, really
yeah,
fun.
I'll be heartbroken if I ever learn a bad thing about Billy Crystal. I really
he's in the Tom Hanks club.
I'm like, please be perfect forever.
The good humor.
He's got some great roles. Like, in, I always picture him in Princess Bride with like Miracle Max. That's
how I always
picture Billy Crystal.
Yes. Yeah.
He's like, he clearly said to blaze, which
means
to bluff.
Analyze This is one of my all-time favorite movies.
Oh, my God, that's such a funny
one of my all-time favorite movies is that. And him and De Niro, just incredible.
Oh, there's this, there's that, like, little scene in Friends. I'm wearing my Friend's shirt.
Yeah.
That little scene in Friends with him and Robin Williams.
Scooch.
Yeah. Where he's like, my wife is having an affair.
Yeah. I'm the you're the gynecologist?
We're
trying to have a private.
You are dead to me, you bastard.
Yeah, exactly.
I also think that, like, we should get back to the moments like where Sharon Stone wore Gap instead of like, you know, Oscar De La Renta.
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know, Valentino.
Let
like
Bjork wear a swan again.
Yeah.
That was cool.
You get what I'm saying?
If she did that now, I feel like she'd be an icon.
You know,
everyone ridiculed her for that.
I love when people wear something absolutely fucking crazy to award shows.
Lady Gaga, the
meat dress was amazing. It was like, you're so crazy. I love it.
I know,
like,
you said earlier, like, everyone in your jammies and whatever, but like, I love the fashion.
Or what if they cosplayed? What if they all, and they could do each other?
Dress up as each other.
Yeah, like, they could do something more interesting.
I enjoy high fashion. I mean, obviously, I don't wear it. I'm wearing my kid's pants right now and like a cutout shirt. I enjoy high fashion. And I like to see what designers are doing, what they're coming up with. And I like how mad and like pearl clutchy people get when people wear things that they're like not expecting, you know? So, like, super like, super revealing dresses and stuff, and people are like, oh, and I'm like, yeah, get it.
I do miss Joan Rivers for that shit.
When women wear suits and men wear dresses. Oh,
yeah.
Like,
oh, well, that's why every time suits. Diane Keaton showed up, it just shook everything
up.
Everyone was like, damn it, she's wearing a better suit than the men are.
I want to
see them do all the things they're not supposed to do. I want to see them eat. I want to see them drink. I want to see them be merry. I want this to be like a Game of Thrones party.
Oh, no,
like,
you want partying with the Olympics, the hockey team?
No, I don't want. No.
God damn it!
No.
I mean, they do. They know they're on camera, there, right?
I'm kidding.
So they do their thing, and then they go to the after party, and that's
why don't
it.
We
I
see, you know,
see
Anderson
want...
Cooper and what's his face hosting New Year's?
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
You know what
that'd be fun. They were fun drunks.
They were leveled.
They were fun drunks.
Somebody invite us to an Oscar after party, please. We want to see. We won't talk about. Well,
I will.
I'll sign an NDA.
We'll do Oscar trivia night.
Yeah, but we just want to see what it's all about.
I'm still going to talk about it.
Bring me if you want, because I look better in a dress than these guys.
I don't have any money.
Do you guys know what
I'm most afraid of for tomorrow night?
What?
Is those two fucking idiots doing commentary again.
Who? Timothy Chalamet?
No. one of the guys from E.T., and then one of the guys from Variety.
Oh, no.
In between walking from the table to the stage.
It just didn't need to exist.
They're like, oh, my God, look at what she's wearing. Do you think she's going to trip? Oh, my God. Like,
it
was like play-by-play.
They did commentary during that?
Yeah. It
and
was
now
something
walking
they
to the stage in her 4-inch heels.
Oh, no.
We see her dress. Like,
yeah,
100%.
Do you think maybe you had a setting on that was like, you know, like it was
douche?
Like descriptive.
Describe TV.
Descriptive TV.
Descriptive
douche.
No, it
was something that they
She uses her left hand to grab the envelope.
Annoying production idea.
Oh,
did I have
God.
That filter on?
Why would they think that's a good idea?
You have it's a host.
So
you don't need.
You have a host,
and
you have a presenter, you have a speech,
that,
and you have a fucking commentary.
If you're ever going to have that, have it that you're Will Smith slap someone. There's at least something to talk about.
Will Smith seems
right?
to be getting out of his chair.
Oh, and oh, wow. Full contact here.
And Chris
it's a 10 out of 10 slap.
Chris Rock is also
the windup was
stage.
Really impressive.
Yeah, let's go back to that. Let's see the windup again. Yeah,
Chris
that was calculated.
With the drawing on the screen. If you see the like upswing.
Yeah.
You get John Madden being like,
he's
trying to make a play.
He traces out the handprint on
you know
Chris
who had a great
face.
Right hand, Brett Favre. Yeah.
And you know, that's all because of love, people.
Okay,
that's all because of love.
I actually was listening recently
like.
To the Survivor podcast and from a previous season, and Jeff was being asked about why he talks constantly through the like. through the
he's doing the commentary.
Yeah, and he's doing the commentary, and he was like, "I've tried both ways,
doing
like
nothing.
Where I just kind of you know say
let
things now and then and whatever." And he's like, "But people like it much better when I'm constantly
they
saying
love Jeff.
Stuff.
Love Everyone loves Jeff.
Jared is fucking up the rope ladder.
It's like, oh no, they are so far behind it. But you know, the thing with Survivor is you just never know until
and
you know.
That's how we do it on Survivor.
Exactly. He's like, and
that's
just,
what I'm there for.
So I'm wondering if
that's
maybe like a universal
truth. No, no. Not all right, not all right,
that
not all right.
That we want the space filled.
I don't know if it needs that, but the hosts need to be better if they're going to try it.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's probably
people in our comments telling us that right now.
Make it something worth talking
be
about.
Be better if you're going to try this.
Can we try this with
about?
New hosts?
Like they need to have little bits of like trivia about the movie.
Yeah. You know,
or like production notes, right? Like
something
that has to do with why they're walking.
Yeah,
oh
like
God.
If it's like Jennifer Lawrence is going up getting an award, it's like I heard that she did blah 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 during the filming
or her
of this
episode
role,
of 911 last week was really great.
Yeah.
Guys, you should watch
it. Did you know that she her first acting performance
kind of commentary.
Everybody take cover.
I've never referenced it on the show before, and I'm going to do it twice today. It's like Miss America when they're like, Miss Virginia is a lover of puppies. And
don't bring pickles anywhere near
studying
her.
Studying science
her.
At the University of whatever.
But that would make more sense. Like, I'd be way more into that
in her
shit.
Spare time, 100%. She enjoys bubble baths and working with underprivileged children. Yeah.
This producer hasn't been arrested for sexual assault at all.
And world peace.
Oh, my God. That's what I want. Actually, okay, new idea. Commentary.
New
and when they walk up, they tell you all about the times that they've been accused of sexual,
so
harassment,
they're just
sexual assault.
So they're just reading their, like, their, what is it?
Their resume.
Yeah, they're reading their background.
Absolutely. Background.
Their record. They're just reading their record.
I want to hear about all the times that they were reported for domestic violence.
RDJ, we're going to make his speech go longer so we can read everything.
Then it'll be a seven-hour show then.
Yeah, seriously. It's a whole weekend.
Most recently, this nominee was arrested for assault and battery on his 14-year-old girlfriend.
But Roman Polanski, come get your award, please.
But then
please.
Sometimes they do get it right, because Oppenheimer was Best Picture.
Was it?
I
let's find out.
Pull
about
it up.
That.
Pull it up. Pull it up.
I will, Michael.
I
you know what? Before we even continue this, I should say that I am a Christopher Nolan. Like I am too.
I am Christopher Nolan.
I wish I was Christopher Nolan. But like when he makes a movie,
I'm really excited
for
Odyssey. I'm really excited for it.
Honestly, does it like I mean outside of Tenet, Inception?
Tenet was the only one.
Interstellar.
Still, it was cool to watch.
And Oppenheimer.
But I don't know what that movie is.
Yeah, I
like Tenet.
We can talk. I can try.
I like Tenet.
I think I've got it.
I'm Interstellar 2 kind of pissed me off. I wasn't a huge fan of Interstellar.
Holdovers was better than Oppenheimer.
No,
I really liked Holdovers.
Poor Things was better than Oppenheimer.
No,
yes,
no.
It was. Anatomy of a Fall. Michael loved it.
Fuck, I hated
Was Barbie?
That.
Was Barbie nominated for Best Picture?
Barbie was nominated better than Oppenheimer.
Barbie was great.
American Fiction was better than Oppenheimer.
You need Oppenheimer to have Barbenheimer.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I liked.
You picked
both.
The wrong year, Michael, because I've seen all of these movies and I know they're better than Oppenheimer.
That's why I wanted to bring it forward for
you
a second.
You didn't watch Oppenheimer.
Killers of the Flower Moon was better than Oppenheimer.
Okay, hang on.
Oh, I do agree. That was a great movie.
Yeah, that was a really good movie.
Literally every other movie this year.
I liked Oppenheimer.
Is better than Oppenheimer's fine. It's just okay, great. Yeah, okay. He's a sick little weirdo who made a nuclear bomb and killed a bunch of innocent people.
Emily has a good point.
It was
here,
about
though.
The experience of watching
Always.
It in the theater. That was a great movie to watch.
I will say, if another movie should deserve to win it, Barbie should win it.
I am become
and
shitty
killer,
movie.
And Killer of the Flowers. And Killer of the Flowers. Killers, like,
Killers
was,
of the Flower Moon, too.
That was a
Holdovers
great
is better.
Movie.
Holdovers has instantly become a Christmas movie watch for every
that
single
That should have been that
planet.
Year's Shakespeare in Love. That was the feel-good movie of
Holdovers
the year,
was
man.
So
that
much
was,
better.
It was such
where,
a good movie, though.
That was where Giamatti got robbed.
That's right. He did get robbed.
He did get robbed.
Yeah, he did.
But he ate at the In-N-Out with his Golden Globe.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He got robbed.
Yeah.
I think Barbie was one of the most interesting and
that's filmmaking
spectacular.
That's production.
It was the best way to do product placement without doing product
I've
placement.
Seen
you know what I mean?
There's no Barbenheimer without Barbie, Michael.
Yeah,
I agree.
Hey, there's no Barbenheimer without Oppenheimer.
Yes, there is.
Son of a bitch.
It was such a fantastic movie. It touched like such a wide berth of people.
Themes were
Maestro
fucking on.
The
science.
Themes were amazing.
So good.
I took my daughters. I cried. You know, like it was.
I want them to actually make.
It was beautiful. The costumes are beautiful.
I want them to make cellulite Barbie. I want that to be a real when they're going through. America
so
Ferrera's
great.
Book.
Yeah.
Cellulite Barbie. That was great.
And you know what the best part of that year was, Michael? Bradley Cooper didn't win.
Yeah,
I know.
Oh, Emily,
do we enjoy shutting out Bradley Cooper?
Yes.
One of my favorite ways they did product promotion in Barbie 2 is when he's throwing all her shit.
Yes.
And it freeze frames and
it's
like,
and it tells
1970s
it
Barbie.
That was so great.
It was
so
brilliant.
Good.
It was a brilliant way to, I loved
see,
it.
See, literally yeah. all
see,
of these movies.
That's why it should be Best Picture because it does so many other things and be a movie.
Yeah.
John Cena.
And it's an original story.
And it's an original story.
Sexy
yeah.
mermaid.
It was. How do you tell Barbie?
And how
Barbie?
Often do we get that anymore,
never.
Right?
Like, and
how do you make a movie based on a
toy? Who was the pregnant doll that even Will Ferrell's like, ah!
That knows it's
still around?
Barbie? Yeah.
Oh, God, what are you doing?
It leaned into itself. It incorporated the branding.
Will Ferrell was
it
great,
understood
too.
The yeah. assignment. Like
Oppenheimer can eat my butt.
I just...
Oh, what was the great line where he basically shits... He shits all over that person's position, and the one guy goes, wait, am I a woman? Because
oh, yeah.
he describes...
He said something about,
yeah.
like, well, we can't have women because whatever. Yeah,
yeah
I mean,
we can't have... Well, we can't have them know that they're too smart, because then they'll be blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So we got to make sure we do this. And then the assistant guy's like, wait, am I a woman? Yeah, because
no,
it just described his job.
They said, we can't have women in position in all the positions that matter. And he's like, wait a minute, am I a woman? Then?
Yeah,
because
right.
he's
in a position that
doesn't
matter.
Yeah.
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 No, that was a brilliant commentary. Like, see what I mean?
The
like, Greta,
yeah.
Greta should have won Best Director,
dude,
too.
Absolutely.
Another
won
one?
Best Director.
Is
Yorgos should have won.
Poor
no.
For Poor Things.
Greta.
Fuck you guys.
Greta
Poor Things was a
won.
Great movie.
Who won Best
Poor
Director
Things
that
also
year?
Had
Scorsese?
Great
no.
themes, too.
No.
Like, yeah. Poor Things was all about sexual
Nolan.
Freedom
it was Nolan.
And feminism and
was
identity.
Nolan. Was it Nolan that won Best Director?
Yeah, it had to be.
Yes,
he was, right?
Did win.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The theme that I, well, not the theme, but like the bit that in Barbie where they try to reference Margot Robbie as the wrong person to be crying.
Right.
That's
yes.
his masterpiece to me.
And
Begonia.
He's like, you should have picked someone different then.
Recognizing
to
that
to recognize
on screen,
that and say the joke is great.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Oh, that was brilliant. Saying she was too pretty
we understand
to be
that
sad
Margot Robbie
that
is too
sorry.
Pretty to be sad
yeah.
in this movie.
Like,
and it was
yeah.
Blah,
yeah.
And joys, blah, blah,
also,
blah,
I love
blah.
The ending is they're building it up and you're thinking like, oh, and then it's her going to the gynecologist actually.
Yeah, that's
because
really
she actually
funny.
Has a vagina
now. She has a vagina.
Yeah,
and she
yeah,
has
yeah.
To, yeah.
That was really funny. Like,
yeah,
that was
I think
good
it's a job.
It.
And yeah,
also,
so
what
funny.
They did with the Kens was brilliant.
Oh, my God.
Like, they didn't even need to be in it. But the way
it.
They were was perfect.
Yes, it was.
It really was the best
one
use
best song.
Of the Kens.
Yeah,
it really
I'm just
was.
Ken.
I'm
like, just Ken. Oh, come on.
Right.
It's beautiful.
And Simu Liu and Ryan Gosling having the rivalry they did as Kens.
Yeah.
I'll beat you all over you.
Yeah,
I'll beat you off. I'll
yeah.
beat you off any day.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
I know is
I'll
how
beat
to beach.
You both at the same
you
time.
Have a beach off?
Yeah.
yeah.
I'll beat you off at the same time. Simu Liu's like,
how do we. Can I beach? Can I beach here? Do you need anybody to beach?
They didn't even need a
His
lifeguard.
Job is beach.
Oh my God, my job is beach.
Yeah,
yeah it's so
my job
funny.
Is beach, and they didn't need it.
It's so good. No, it was just excellent.
And he did the typical Ken.
Yeah,
he had to do that one Ken laugh at some point.
Yeah,
it
no,
great.
And it's just a lovely movie all
yeah,
around.
It really is.
Listener, a lot's gonna happen tomorrow night. And
who's getting slapped? Who's getting
and
what's
we're
gonna
we're gonna watch it together and we'll record.
Bradley
some stuff.
Cooper yeah. won't win anything.
See what we can get.
Bradley Cooper, I hear,
this
is
year
getting
he
a
can.
Surprise Oscar.
He can.
He
actually
not,
can.
They
he
made an
nominated.
Oscar for
oh,
him.
Oh no!
Trump's a big fan.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
You're getting the peace Oscar,
like they say in the NFL. It's any given Sunday. Anything can happen. Right.
But Bradley Cooper
it
will
is
not
Trump
be
Nation. Anything
it's,
can happen with
who
Trump
knows.
There.
All
his
I'm gonna...
stupid stand-up comedy movie did not get nominated for anything, and that's beautiful.
Bradley Cooper?
We yeah. love that for
We
us.
Don't know that yet.
No, we know.
There's still
no,
last-minute surprises.
No, there
no,
isn't.
No,
that's
no.
not how this works.
They're not going to shoehorn a comedy in.
We got
I
a
love
last
that. Because when the trailer came out, they talked about it like it was going to be, and I'm so happy.
Tomorrow's
going to
be the Hunger Games for the Oscars.
And now
we got a last-minute pledge. Bradley Cooper's in the running now.
May the odds be ever in your favor.
Yeah.
No shit.
He wins.
Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah. Star is born.
Place your bets.
Place your bets, listener. Yes. The odds are out there. Go listen. If you want another episode to listen to, go listen to our predictions where Jimmy gives you all of the...
Odds subject to change.
Subject to change, but at the, yeah.
Asterisks. unless somebody insults an entire genre.
We'll
or like
be,
an entire...
Yeah.
That's
what I mean.
Discipline.
It's out of my control.
Will yeah. be edited still, at a later
yeah.
date.
Still a good episode, but yeah, out of his control.
But don't bet on Chalamet.
Don't just.
It's over.
It's Michael.
But bet on the ballet and bet on the opera.
Yeah, go
yeah,
see
right.
some ballet.
Go see that's some right. live. The live arts are just as important as the.
Come
recorded.
See Real Debaters live.
Yeah,
yeah
that's
trivia,
right.
Trivia.
Speaking
trivia.
Of live
the new
arts.
Opera coming at you.
Tuesday will be at the Handsome Daughter. So many venues we've performed at. Tuesday will be
Humble
the
brag.
Handsome Daughter.
Carnegie
for,
Hall.
I wish. For It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, St. Patrick's
Day
trivia. Charles will be your trivia master for the evening. And
come out, you jabronis. It's going to be fun.
Trivia with the gang. Tickets in the show notes. And then April 3rd, Disney Plus trivia, which is not the streaming site. It's actual trivia.
That's right.
At the Rec Room. So come to those trivia nights. Support local trivia. Support local arts. It's all about that. Without that, we have nothing to talk about.
The only thing we're guilty of is having a great time.
For now.
And petty larceny.
Yeah.
As of
say that. I'm recording.
As of March 2026.
And I'm gonna get those wrestling names right, guys.
He's not.
I'm gonna get my letters right.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say them again right now.
What's Randy Orton's finishing move, Mike?
I don't want to talk about it.
It's the DTF.
That's right.
I like
OMG.
LOL.
It's the BDL, right?
Damn
the BDL.
Damn it, Mike.
It's the Daniel Day-Lewis, the BDL.
Listener, I've been a geriatric man who got it really wrong when he presented Best Picture.
Oh, my goodness.
I've been...
Take some meat on your way out.
Holdovers is better than Oppenheimer.
Which eye is it, Jimmy?
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
Watch all the movies, kids. Enjoy the Oscars. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. Bye.
I'm so glad you brought up Oppenheimer.
Farewell and adieu to you, fair Spanish ladies.